right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, today is Toch Monday. It is a beautiful Monday and it is 8 minutes past the hour of nine. If you have just joined us, the number in studio is 083-288-401. If you would like to call in as we dive into our conversation. So this is the first episode of a series that we are going to be having called Talk Therapy here on Pulling Heartstrings. We are going to be talking your problems as we always talk them, but this time we are going to have live people that are talking about their life experiences, and we are diving into it. We hope our ancestors are watching over us today. We hope that they are kuwilililaring. Kuchayo, look at our daughters. Look at our sons here trying to make the world a better place with one conversation at a time. Hello. It is us and we are going to be doing the most. So ladies and gentlemen, today we're talking about grief. We're talking about being a widow in contemporary Namibia. We're talking about being black. We're talking about being a woman. We're talking about being a mother. We're talking about being working class. We're talking about finances. We're talking about everything that you could possibly think of in a time where they say that things don't happen and people don't feel the way they feel. So right now we have a guest in studio tonight, guys. Hello. We have a guest in studio, and maybe you can introduce yourself. Which mic are you on? Say hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Which one is that one? Hello. Could you,
hello, hello.
Okay, is that one? I found it. I have a problem with these mics. I never know which one it is, but is this okay for you?
Yes, it is.
All right, then you just move into the mic and we can have a conversation. So you can start with introducing yourself. As you don't have to give us your name, because I know that some of these conversations, your mother-in-law is listening. Your sister-in-law is listening. So if you don't want to say your name, it is absolutely okay. But maybe you can introduce yourself and then just tell us a little bit about you. Good evening. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings.
Good evening. Welcome. Mm-hmm. My name is Zenobia Garisis. Mm-hmm. I'm originally from Korihas, but I live most of my time in Windhoek. I've been working here, been staying here with my kids, my family as well. So I'm based now in Windhoek.
Okay. So let's dive into it. So It was the other day when you and I were having a conversation, and then you let me know that you are a widow, you know? Hey, that one, to be honest, you know, I know people go through things and I know that there are unexpected things that happen in the world. I know that there are tragedies and I know that there are heartaches. Yeah? I think I just never think that anyone goes through anything. I always think that, okay, they're nice WhatsApp status. She's fine.
Yeah. She looks good.
She looks good. Yeah, I saw her the other day. Yeah. She looks good. Her hair was nice. She was wearing a nice top. She looks fine. Yeah. So what happened? Or maybe before we start to what happened, tell us about him.
Okay. I would like to tell you a little bit about my husband. My husband is late Ronald Garisip. He was employed at University of Namibia, UNAM, but the side of Namibian Business School. He was accountant there, that side. And he got, you know, 2021 was the year of devil, I can say, of evil. When COVID struck us, it was not easy. Because for my understanding about the whole COVID thing, I was just thinking that we were little informed and we were very late with everything. So my husband that we already were married that time. So basically we were together for 7 years and then we were married for 3 years.
So 10 years altogether.
Yeah, altogether we're 10 years in total. So he got COVID 2021 in June. Let me say in May, beginning of May. And then he was admitted in the hospital for almost like a month. And then my whole belief, I did believe really that, because I did saw people recovering from it and coming out. So my whole understanding was that he will recover. He will come back to me. So one evening He actually got it from at work. They were tested, and then one of their employees was positive, and then all of them were tested, and then him and his brother, cousin, they got tested, and they got the results, and then he told me that he is positive. Then I was like, ah, no, it's nothing. It's just COVID. And we're just sitting at home. And then he started telling me, I cannot breathe, I cannot taste. And I was like, stop joking. You are playing with this thing. Let's go and sleep. Later that evening, he started really, I can feel his breathing was changing. But the thing that I was having in my mind was that he was just scared. But it was real. And the hospitals were full. Everything was, every places were full. It was full. I called until Okahanya, Riepolf. I called all the hospitals in Windhoek. There was no space. And then I came last to Mediclinic. Mediclinic told me, okay, it's full. Then I tell them, can I just go to the emergency so we can just, in the hospital, so you can just observe him and see if we can do something. And then we went to Mediclinic. I called his sister. We went. Then we three went. We arrived at Mediclinic. Full. While we were sitting there at the emergency, there was somebody attend him. And then he got checked up and all those given.
Pipes and oxygen and stuff.
And then while he was waiting there, somebody passed away. So there was an open plane. My dear, it was like there was an open bed. We were told there is an open bed.
And that's the weirdest thing because it's like you should be happy somebody passed away.
Exactly.
So that you guys got a chance or get.
It was just like, and while we were there, the open bed, and then you will see people pushing them out. Family are crying. People are screaming. It was just so emotional. Even bringing him in there, I really did feel bad.
Yeah.
Because the other people were crying and the family was screaming. The other people, they lost their family, the loved ones.
Yeah.
And then my husband was pushed in, get a new bed.
I know that one is the weirdest. Like you don't know where to place it because of how we understand death. You know, we know that death is somewhere where you're not coming back from.
Yes.
But you're happy that there's a bed.
Yes.
Like,
It was very scary. And then so he was admitted. He was there. He got a bed. There were three in the room. So we're talking with the other guys and blah, blah, blah. And then while I was sitting, I could just see. People are passing by, bodies are going out, people are crying, and the fear even keep him. The fear of just hearing people crying and people are dying, and just hearing somebody pass away. Somebody pass away. It was also that fear that actually also killed him, that I can say.
Yeah.
And then he stayed there for maybe 2 days, and then from 2 days he went to ICU, different department. I was like, okay. Okay, the doctor, things were going fine.
Yeah, he's stabilizing.
Yes, everything was fine. And I was talking with the doctor. Doctor was calling me. They were calling me every time, and I'll come. And later, also, I got COVID SOS as well. So I could not come anymore to him. So we were mostly on telephone. And then on telephone, they will call me. They will tell me how my husband is doing every morning. They will call me every afternoon. They will call me.
And then preferred hospital day. Hello,
they were calling. And just to see that number, I was like, okay.
It started giving you anxiety later. Because you were like, okay, what is the news today?
What is the news not today? And the doctor was telling me, no, your husband is fine. He's fine today. He wake up. He took off the mask and he was breathing without the mask by himself a little bit. But he's scared. Then I was like, okay. Then I'll talk to him. I call him. We talk and talk and talk and talk. And they say, oh, no, it's fine. I'm fine. Don't you guys worry. Are you guys fine? On the 6th of June, so he stayed May the whole June. He stayed there. On the 25th of June, then I got a call. And then that call was the last call. They did not call me late in the night. Normally they will call me up to 6 o'clock. So then I was like, okay, that's the last report.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they were apparently looking for me, and I got the number. I was like, Okay.
What is
and
it?
And then later I got, they get hold of me and we talk. And then the guy, it was not a doctor, but it was somebody else. Mm. And they say, we've been trying to be looking for you, Ms. Nanusu. Ms. Gary says, what are you about your husband? Mm. Are you alone at home? And I was like, no, I'm fine. I'm alone. I just with my kids. Mm. Yes, I'm alone with my kids. And then I remember I was in the sitting room, standing up in front of the TV. Mm. And the kids were just around there.
Mm. And then, because it was also not time for school.
Yeah, yeah.
So everybody's home.
Yes. Mm. And then I was like, okay, guys, you're making noise. Okay, change them a little bit away. And then I was like, okay, talk
I'm
to
alone.
Me. Yeah, I'm alone. And then say, your husband couldn't make it. He was suffering. And then
he let go.
Mm. Hey, my people. I fall on that ground with my whole head in the floor, like poof. And then the kids come out. I didn't see anything anymore. It was dark. It was black. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to call, who to call. Everything was just, my ears were making a noise that I don't know. It was just, everything was gone. My whole inside of me was out. I could not breathe nicely. And I'm also a person that's suffering from asthma and
COVID also.
And COVID also. And I was like, oh. And then my kids were my mama, what? Oh, and then I stand up. I come back and then I stand up and I sit down. I call his aunt and then we come together. Oh, that's everything was just bad. I'm telling you. But after everything, after all that, going through all that, passing of a husband is not an easy thing that you can talk about or that you can laugh about or dance about. Mm. It is because it's somebody that you have been every day with, every night with in bed, every talks. You are just, it's your friend. It's your father.
It's your grandfather. It's your uncle. It's your colleague. It's your cash loan. It's your person.
It's my person. Mm. It's your person, my dear. It's everything of yours.
Mm.
And it was, I didn't see anything from there. I didn't see anything. I was like, so now what?
Mm.
I was trying to give up a lot of times.
Mm.
I bet then I come back to my kids when I see their faces and then they will sing mama and I was like
like okay
but life, I'm telling you, experiencing heavy stuff in your life, it's actually a good experience that I had. I went through a lot and I learned a lot. I've been meeting people that this lady that I'm talking to, we met through different phases, but today we know each other. She knows me and we talk.
Mm-hmm.
So I talk to a lot of people. I've met a lot of women that went through the same. The good thing about the whole COVID thing is I was thinking about the house where the mother and the father were gone. Then I was like, what about those kids?
Mm.
At least I'm here for mine.
Yeah.
Just imagine about those ones.
Mm.
Some of them were small, some of them were big. Hey, COVID. If it was a person.
If it was a person, COVID would be in jail. Make a plan to kill COVID.
We could have killed COVID. We could have killed COVID, but life goes on.
Yeah.
After everything, life goes on.
Mm.
And, there is a dark place where you go in.
Mm.
I went through depression and I did go in alone in my depression and went out alone in my depression.
Vulnerable.
I did not go to a therapy. I did not talk to anyone. Mm. I did just heal in myself.
Mm.
I stay a whole year with my kids looking at them.
Yeah?
Just looking at them.
Like, oh, yes. Guys. Yeah. What are we going to do?
I was thinking, do they understand what's happening now?
Yeah.
Do they understand? Because he was a breadwinner. He was my husband. I was not working.
Yeah, housewife.
I was a housewife. I was staying at home. I was cooking. I was washing. I was doing laundry. That was my work.
That was my life.
Yeah, that was my life.
Yeah, my salary.
My salary was coming in from there. And then everything shut down. Then I was like,
Werkzug.
It's not easy. It's not easy, but I We are, I'm telling you, women, we are strong. Mm. Women in general, we are strong. Mm. We are strong people.
You know, when I hear these kinds of stories, yeah. Yeah, because I can also see that you are very emotional.
Yeah.
It's with your story, what I see is surviving, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and even though it is hard, mm-hmm. you still wake up in the morning and yes. you still get here and you're still going.
Yes.
We are still going. We are still trying. We are still pushing.
We are pushing.
We are still.
We have to.
Yeah. You know,
because what I believe is that God took him from me
to make you a big girl.
Oh, to make me a big girl. It's true.
Make you a big girl.
I can tell you, I was 3 years older than my husband,
uh-huh.
but he was more mature than me.
Now.
He was thinking differently and he was thinking mature. But me, I was that person that will want what? Good things.
I want this bag.
Yes, I want this bag. And
when will you get it?
Even if you say there's no money, I'll push it to get that bag. But when I'm thinking about all those things, all those things that I was making him do, like pushing him. If I say I want this, he has to get it. It must be there. Okay, like a small child.
Yeah.
Now my kids are trying to do that to me.
Is this how it feels?
It's how it feels.
Kucha, mommy, please. Hey, old star, mommy, please.
That, mama.
Hey,
mama,
please.
We have to wear those things. Money. There's no money. I can only buy these. But mama, that one you have to.
And then you look back and you're like, ha, look at me that wanted bags and shoes and let's go to Itosha, baby. Net on. Which I know we can't go now because, no, just put in leave.
Mm-hmm. Or take a loan.
Take a loan, baby. Take a loan. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
You'll pay it back more. Oh, breadwinner.
My dear. Now I am the mother and the father. Now I know how it feels. Yes, I know how it feels.
And you appreciate his presence,
yes,
right?
Oof.
Yes. You appreciate it. Thank you for all the years. Thank you for 10 good years,
yes,
please.
I appreciate him so much. Sometimes I miss him so much. Mm. And I lay down in my bed and I just cry. And then I say, I feel good. And I say, I take out his picture and look at him and say, oh, I don't know what I can say. This time, there was a time when they opened a KFC in our location, the Koma style.
Mm.
So I was coming back, I was driving past the bot, and then I saw the bot, and I was like, oh, so they have KFC now. We are no longer, me and my husband, we are no longer going to Kadutura. Passing by the robots, just facing the house.
Mm.
Before I turned, then I only remember that.
He's not here.
Because I was excited to tell him. We have new KFC. Yeah. And then I was like, oh my God. Okay. Then I come back again.
Mm. that is what the one thing about grief, because it's not on your mind all the time that they are gone.
Yeah, yeah.
It's only when it is something that is specific for them.
Yeah.
And then that's when you remember. I remember when my dad passed away, right? When my dad passed away, he was most the legal person. He was a lawyer.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's the legal person. Mm-hmm. So we started having legal issues now in regard to the estate. So one day I'm standing at Puma, ne? Then I was like, man, I need to call my dad, about this, you know, about this legal issue that I'm having. I'm telling you, I dialed the whole number and I even called and only in that moment I remembered that I'm calling the person that I'm having legal issues about because it is about his estate.
Mm.
How? I think I even just sat down. I just sat down for a moment like, whoa, okay. This is where we are, Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. And one day it will get better. Yeah. We don't know when, but it will get better.
Exactly.
And it's such a difficult thing. So we're going to go for a break in the next 2 minutes or so.
Okay, no problem.
But if you had to describe your husband, what type of person was he?
Oh, my husband.
You must not only talk love of their life things, no, because you people have a tendency of making people amazing when they pass away.
My husband was the world's greatest husband.
Mm.
Till now, I don't think I'll ever, gentlemen, don't be angry with me, but I'm just saying, till now, I don't think that I'll get somebody like him.
Yeah.
He was very different.
I always say that, people that die early,
mm-hmm.
they have this aura about them mm-hmm. that they do so many amazing things in their lives and they are so amazing, right? Because they have such a short time mm-hmm. here.
Exactly.
So they do everything beautiful and they treat you well, they love you well, so that in your life you know what love looks like.
That's what happened with me. That's really what happened with me. Mm-hmm. I don't remember flirting or chatting with some other guy
in your life
after I met him. Seriously.
Yeah, because he was everything.
He was everything. If you see him, you see me. We were just like that.
Twins.
His friends become my friends.
Yeah.
I didn't have friends anymore.
Because we are all together.
We were just all together. Uh-huh. We were just big group. And I was just like, he was just wonderful person.
Yeah.
He was one of the kind.
Is it because, I think it's because he had such a limited time.
Limited time, yeah.
So he had to live his life to the fullest.
And then he was just like, everything was happening.
Let's get a baby. Let's get another one.
There was nothing like, will you marry me?
It's like, we're getting married next week.
I'm going to perform early and we are going to talk about the wedding. And I was just like, okay. I'm telling you that everything was just okay, because he never said, will you marry me? Take me out on nice dinner and say, I'm going to marry you.
Promise ring. I'm serious about you. Let's do this. We are moving into our house tomorrow. We are going here.
We are getting a house. We're going to get a child. Okay, fine. And we're going to your family. We're going to get married. We're going to your elders, going to ask you. And I was like, okay. Then I was
hold that thought.
Okay.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low. Because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just tuned in, welcome to Pulling Heartstrings. This is our first series of talk therapy, where we are joined by the also lovely Zenobia, and we are talking about being a widow in contemporary Namibia. We're talking about grief. We're talking about love. What we are doing tonight is having a conversation, simply because I don't think you've ever had a conversation like this.
No.
Nobody has ever asked.
No, no.
Eh?
No.
Everybody's like, oh, you're fine, Moss.
Uh-huh.
Eh?
You
okay. You're like, oh,
you
okay.
Look good.
Thanks. You know? So we are having that because I would like for you to talk the things that you don't talk about.
Mm.
I would like for you to be happy. I'd mm-hmm. like for you to be sad. I would like mm-hmm. for you to talk your experiences in mm-hmm. their full mm-hmm. truths. I would like for you to lay your heart on the table
mm-hmm.
so that those that are out there mm-hmm. know that it is okay.
Mm-hmm.
It is okay to be happy that your husband was wonderful.
Yes.
It's okay to be angry at something. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Because I feel like the more we talk.
Yeah.
The better it is. But we have a caller. Good evening.
Good evening, madam.
Good evening, Tate Buana.
How are you?
We are fine.
how is my mother there?
I'm very well, Daddy. I'm good.
So my you know, the comfort
mm-hmm.
that comes from God.
Yeah.
Is, you know, it's always the, you know.
Yes.
But it's very difficult also. Sometimes people don't give us time to grieve.
Yes, it's true.
And then to really grieve and, you know, mm-hmm. you just reminded me on the issue of recently we lost a lot of people this mm-hmm. week. Not this week.
Mm-hmm.
This September,
yeah.
Apparently, I was not even aware.
Mm-hmm.
And just became aware that it's a September month prevention, suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of things are happening.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's true, it's very heartbroken
mm-hmm.
when the beloved ones, your loved ones go.
Yeah.
Miss you, how do you say, pass on?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's very difficult to reconcile. Maybe sometimes you ask a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What happened? Why? Mm. And at the time, we maybe, you know, like blaming God.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
So I understand the experience that you just shared.
Mm-hmm. Because Tatebwana, can I interject there a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Just for familiarity, Zonobi. Mm-hmm. Tatebwana is a widower.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Tatebwana is a widower. Okay. He has also lost a partner,
mm-hmm.
and he's the only one that is taking care of his children. His case is very similar to yours.
Yeah.
And I think that is why I say, like, let's have camaraderie through this.
Okay.
You know? So
I'm very sorry for your loss as well, Mr. Tatekwana.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much, man. Mm. Yes, yeah, you have the double portion, like you said, the role as a father, as a mother, as a, you know, all these kind of things. And it's very hard.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you see, you always go through it.
Yeah.
So that pain, that loneliness, you know, those kind of isolation, you know, sometimes they become, you know, so you see, sometimes, I don't know how, you know, some of the doctors were telling me, you know, you drink this tablet for sleeping. But I need to sleep.
Yeah, it's difficult.
I could only sleep around 4 or 5.
In the morning,
Even before she died now.
Mm-hmm.
At least before she died, you know, she really went through some kind of hell operation.
Mm.
And every time I don't sleep.
Mm.
And I put on the music, that's when around 4 or 5 there, that's when I sleep a little bit. Then by 6 already you are awake, you have to take kid to school.
Yeah, yeah. So and life still continues.
So, but you see, it's a really painful situation.
Mm.
So luckily, when Elizabeth and Matthias, you share that experience of this succession and the inheritance and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So in the absence of some of this important paper.
Yeah.
And it's really difficult. So we really need to make sure that our consoling, mm-hmm. people are not really giving the chance to console.
Yes.
Yeah, so, you time know, to grieve. Got,
yes.
People to grieve.
Yes,
imagine,
and
grieve
differently.
I think, thank you very much, Elizabeth, for coming. I think I'm going to be healed a little bit here to be counseled. Because, you see, Russia, we're in the same class.
Yeah, he was your friend.
Class,
he was your friend. I was looking for
class,
you.
Same class, same school.
Mm.
So even when he started his music,
mm-hmm.
he was only 3 boys in that school.
Mm.
And imagine now during the memorial service,
mm-hmm.
the Nigerian one, you see in that thing, you see Nigerian group.
Yeah.
So I was just late, I think it was 5 minutes or 10 minutes.
Mm.
And I tell you, from Saturday to Sunday, we have been scrounging just to get 5 minutes.
Mm.
5 minutes to say something, to tell the story.
He was about a rock star. He was a rock star. Some of these things I understand that you feel robbed of your friend's experience and telling the world of
so
how
him. Yes, I understand.
He was a rock star. You have to understand that. Yes, he was a rock star because of the nature of his job. Some of us will be left in the shadows, but it doesn't mean that we were valued less. It doesn't mean that we were not recognized and seen. It just means that there was not enough time on that platform to share.
No, there was enough time. There was enough time. After we were done. So I'm not talking about you. I'm not blaming anybody. This one is not living by everybody.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what we are saying is that allow people time to move.
Mm. Yeah.
Especially because of the legacy that is left.
Yes.
And the people and everybody, the children want to inherit the legacy.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
That legacy is very, very important. It must be said. So now those people, they we have graduated now from mourning.
Yeah.
We save our wives, our husbands. I don't know how long my dear sister there lost it. For me, it has been a long time now.
It's still new.
So
for
now,
her, it's still new. It's only 5 years.
Yeah, it's almost 5 years.
So she need to be given the time to weep and mourn. Not when the two people are mourning. No, don't cry too much. Don't cry too much. You know, there is that kind of a story. And you know, my little daughter, I do go with her. That time I went with her with my sisters, my brothers, less than 3 years, we lost my brother just last month, actually. They came with my daughter. And God was saying, but people were saying, no, but this daughter 12 years old. So you don't expose them to memorial service, maybe not the burial, but memorial service, at least. Are you getting me?
Yes.
So we need to make sure that like I'm saying now, I know when there is that, you feel I'm going out with your topic. But what we are saying here is that if there is a serious need, and I'm sure children, they need to understand this situation. So ourselves, we need to make sure that our children are prepared psychologically so that they can able to take some kind of bullet when the situation happened. My child, she was just about 6 years old when the mother passed away. So now there is a battle of emotions and things like that. For you, we are being helped here because you talk about those psychosocial support and social support.
On our radio.
On our radio here. But so I'm just telling you that my experience is that I've not yet mourned that young man. I haven't. Maybe there will be a time that I'll be mourning. So because since they declare that thing, 5th of September and what. So maybe that will be the time that I'll be mourning.
But also, Tate Buana, you have to also remember that in times of mourning and grief, that those that love truly, those that love deeply, they only start to mourn when everything is quiet.
Yeah, that is true.
When the world has forgotten you will notice their absence. Others they forget. All right.
That angle is just because
it's very busy now. Even the ones that are not really his friends, they're in front. Everybody is just very busy now. But when it quiets down, right? The real ones, they will feel it. You will feel it. You will notice his absence when it's quiet.
You know, whenever they pass there with the wife, and then some we go, hey, Bwana Nkuma! And I don't know why he did not even call me this month. Maybe it's because I was busy with my classes and most of the time coming to the north and things like that. He always called me.
Yes, he was a friend.
Or maybe my boss will tell me because my office boss is there. So, my friend, party, Mano!
Yeah, your friend was here.
So, it's unfortunate. So, we cannot blame God. We can't do no. We don't know. We all have questions.
Yes.
But like you were saying, we need to manage ourselves. Ourselves, we are our brother's keeper. You always tell us, Elizabeth, on this intellectual form that, yes, we need to nearly make sure that we manage ourselves.
Yes.
When you talk about creative industry, the experience that you always tell us about your best friend who was also a musician and you did the same thing and all these other things, is that people need to be, like in that area, if you were in the music, like you were also in that, you need to be managed.
Yeah. But also in most areas we there are just so many elements that it's like an onion. We need to unfold so many things because human beings are so different. But thank you so much, Tatebwana, for coming through.
Thank you very much. My sister, God will always comfort you. Mm.
Thank you very much, Tate.
You console your soul, and then you give you the energy. Mm.
Thank you very much.
Because so that my boss was saying, that's what they brother now. It's very difficult to balance up the socialization of the family.
Mm.
But it's not difficult, but easy. With God, all things are possible, but you just need to make sure that here you are hard, here you are soft, and then you balance up the issue.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank God you. Bless. Good evening.
Ciao, ciao. All right, that was our first call for this evening. That was one of our regulars, Tatebwana. As I told you, he also went through grief, or he's also in your category.
Yeah,
in existence. So, what were we talking about prior? Okay, we're talking about many things. Yeah. So, So we have covered the fact that, okay, so you and your husband, you guys met and you guys started dating and everything was beautiful and everything was fast and we're established because he has such little time or he had such little time and you guys were happy.
Yeah, we're very happy.
Nah?
We're very happy.
Spoiled auntie.
We're very happy couples. Nah? Yeah, we did our best to love each other, take care of each other.
Mm.
We were good. We were fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then now we are going to move to the burial.
The burial.
Mm. How was that?
The burial was, it was a covered burial. So everything was just from distance. It was so painful. Because normally at the burials, we'll bring in the casket at the house. Yeah. It will be displayed there in front. And everybody will see him again.
You feel him.
But it was nothing like that. The car has to drive past us while we are standing outside waiting. And then he has to go to the graveyard himself alone. And then everything was done from the distance.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very painful because it was the last respect last time. We used to throw sands on the casket and all those things, but nothing like that happened. It was so painful
because
it was a covered burial and everything was just from the distance.
Mm-hmm. So, and when I talk about, or when we speak about African burials, when we speak about African deaths, right? We have to understand that we're African.
Yes.
And I think that the way we bury our people, that is what helps us.
Yes.
Let them go.
Yes.
That is what helps us grieve them and mourn them and love them. Mm-hmm. And when it's time, you let them go peacefully with your whole heart. And when that was taken away, I'm still also going through the same process because I lost so many people in COVID as well. It's like I'm just waiting for someone to pop out of somewhere because I didn't get to experience that. You know, as a Vambu woman, we also do the same thing. The casket, memorial service. And then we also see the face. We sing.
Yes.
I think there is healing in singing. Yeah. That singing. There's a little bit of comfort that comes with
a lot
it.
Of comfort.
Yeah.
But the memorial service, sitting the casket in front, the display and all those things. Those are the things that really makes you feel like, he was there, but he is going now. He is gone. And
like,
I have
goodbye.
To accept it now. And I have to take a different face in this. But if that was taken away, nothing was happening. You were sitting there. There was a picture.
So and it was fast.
It was fast. And then the next morning, the car drive past you.
Like, it's
just
that
like,
car.
Like,
you were it's just that like, car that like, you keep you, talking about, which that car drove past us.
Yes, they just drive past you.
Zoom.
And then it was gone. When you go to the graveyard, the cemetery.
They already started. They're already finishing.
They're already finishing. We just came there, put the flowers, and then we're gone. So it was really sad. It was sad. How the COVID was actually changing our
system
of burials and all those
grieving.
Things and grieving. So after that, then I came back.
I went home. Okay, we went home. We were in, he was buried in Omaruru.
Mm.
He's from Omaruru.
Did you agree with that?
Yes, I did agree with that. What happened is, while we were young, I know not what we were, while we were married and together, when we were talking.
Yeah, your conversations.
Yes, our conversations. We said, if we are 60, and after 60, then I can take him back to Konikas, where I'm coming from.
Yeah,
and
with
he,
you.
With me. And me, he can also take me back to Omaruru after 60, but before 60, then we have to give each other back to their family.
Oh.
So we agree on that. So we had that topic. So I said, okay, fine. Because right now he's in Omaruru. I don't have hardly family there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're going there, really just for something and then you pass by.
Yes. So that could have happened.
So it was a promise.
So
that you guys kept with each other.
Yes. And I happily gave him his family. And the burial was in Omaruru, which was very beautiful. Everything was done nicely.
Mm.
It's only that.
It was fast.
Only that it was that COVID thing.
Mm.
Coming back, people tell me to come back with elders, blah, blah, blah. Stay so people can come and stay with me. And I was like, no. I really don't need anyone, I'm going to be fine with the kids. And I decided not to come back with any elder. I know it's a tradition to go back with elder, so they can.
Why?
It's apparently they make you feel a little bit heavier. I don't know how to explain that.
Or to ground you.
Yeah, to ground
you. Because you are floating.
Yes.
Spiritually, like, spirit is floating like this because you lost another half of you.
Mm. Yes. So I was like, no, I will be fine. And I took my kids and I came back home. So it started all over again. So the whole
time, now you mourn.
Now I was mourning.
Now you mourn. Now because that was showing face.
Yes.
Showing up.
Yes.
You know, so even there you were, everything was perfect the way you liked it. Yes. And he must be given back to his family. Yes. He must have a white casket. He must have this kind of flowers. Mm-hmm. This picture is the one that must go.
Food, everything must be done. Everything was nice.
Yeah.
Like I would. But coming back, it was hard. Then coming back, it was hard grieving. But having God as well, praying helps a lot. To pray, it helps a lot. But if you stay far from God during those heavy, dark hours, you will get lost. You will get lost. So I was praying. I was talking to ladies. I don't remember.
Support groups.
I was talking to ladies and we will pray through phones. Yeah. This video call praying and those things. I try all those things and I did that. I did my alone praying as well. I'll take my kids in every night. I'll pray. The only thing that what I did is what the one lady that's praying told me is that, I had my husband's picture in my room. On my bedside table with the candles on in the night.
Yeah.
And she told me that I have to stop doing that because the spirit will be still there around in the room because he was staying there with me. And if I have to let him go, I have to take all those things. Otherwise, I will not rest. I will not have a peaceful sleeps and all. And it was really happening because I could feel him coming into the room. I could feel him talking to me. And so there was a time that I was sleeping with this daughter of mine that's right now with me. And see, I wake up in the night and I say, I was knocking on the toilet door and I was saying, Catalia, Catalia. I was calling her.
Yeah.
But she was here in the bed. And she was, Mama.
I'm here.
And then I was like, her father was calling her.
So
it was like that. It was not a dream, but it was something just like that. I feel that that I was telling her to come out because her father is calling her.
Yeah.
And such things that I was telling that lady that was praying with me. And then she told me to take away that thing. And after that, it really helps. And after, I just keep on praying and I keep on praying and I become stronger. I start to feel like a person. I start to feel like talking to my kids nice, like talking to them
like a loving mother.
Explain to them actually what's also happening. I talk to them and I ask them, you know, my husband, I've got two kids before my marriage. My husband was staying with those kids.
Yeah, it's his kids.
It's his kids. He was calling them
My children.
And they were calling them daddy.
And
for them also, it was very difficult.
Yes.
I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know how to deal with everything.
So, because just before we jump to the children, back in the day with our ancestors, I'm very big on spirituality and I'm very big on African customs and African culture and also medicine. I'm big on both sides, education and also all of that. What they used to do in ancient African culture was that when you pass away, an elder of the family comes and then they notify you that you are no longer here. You have passed away. You must go. You must go and rest. Okay. Bye bye. And I think that that is one thing, one element that COVID also took from us because we could not practice our African customs. We could not practice that because the, as something as simple as giving your loved one their final bath. Right? Is something that they took away. And we can't blame anybody. We can't say it's the government that took away our culture. It is just what COVID brought. So, they are part of those customs and also, sending them off and then understanding that they are gone. And I think that a part of your process of, especially when you were experiencing him, it is because you were, they say candles are a beacon. They are a beacon to our ancestors. They are a beacon to the spiritual realm to notify where we are. It's like, you know, a light, you know, in the darkness. So follow the light. So sometimes, especially when somebody passes away and it's okay for a certain amount of time, but if it's all the time, especially when it's fresh, it's new, it's not guiding them to the other side. It's showing them a different light because there might be two lights there of where they must go. And now here you are bringing the light. So I understand there what happened. And also, I'm a strong believer in love. And when you fall in love with somebody, you start sharing basically one soul. So when the other passes away, it is like, that's where the term heartbroken, because it's half of your heart that goes. Now, if the other half didn't also want to go, then we stay around and we stick around. And then also maybe the trauma that came with it, because it was, it was that isolation. That isolation that happened between you guys, right? Is what I can say. What hurt the most, and that's why you couldn't really find closure in that moment, because one, you are sick and you are the mother of the children and you are the one that's holding the house together. And then the other half is in the hospital and you are still, you know, coming through for them. And then you can't go and see them. You know, there's something, it's magical. It feels very bad, but it is magical to watch your person pass away. Because you understand. There is a level of understanding. But if I was talking to you nicely yesterday and then today you're gone, there's just like, there's just that disconnect. You understand. And I think that that is also part of the things that you had gone through. And it must have been hard.
It was hard.
Sure. So how did you come to the point of the children?
The point of the children.
How did you start explaining? From the fainting.
You know, my two kids before the marriage, those ones were a little bit older.
How old were they?
They, one was 13. And the other one was 7. If I'm not mistaken. But the babies, after the marriage.
Yeah, the children.
In the marriage children, they were small. The baby was 2 years old, and the other one was 4 years old, the girl, this one, So seeing their father been going to the hospital and taken away and seeing pictures and not coming back, it was all confusion. And I just left them. They were just small. The other two, they did cry. They knew what was happening. Yeah, they saw what was happening. But these two, I just let them stay around people and family. And when we came back, I talked to them. I explained to them that they no longer going to see daddy again, that he's gone. He's gone to heaven. And because he was sick. But good memories. We have good memories of him. So they still have that memories of him. They the sometimes good. See, sometimes they will see, cause they were, they, it's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
He was telling to the last born mm-hmm. of his, when I die, you're going to get all my money. And now he's still telling
me. He remembers
that.
That one.
He's still telling me that. He's
still I need my Baba's money.
My Baba say if I die, I'm going to get all the money.
Mm.
And now he's still saying that. I say, yeah, you will get it. Don't worry.
When you are big, when you are bigger, you'll get, I'll keep for you.
He keeps them. Now he's saying, Baba, you must not eat. No, I cannot touch that money. You never can.
And he doesn't even know how much it is.
No, we don't know.
I want my money.
So such things that he still remembers, it's good for me. And then he remembers when he was taken to places. They remember things that they did with their father.
Yeah.
So it is very good for me.
Yeah.
And the good times they had, they still remember those good times.
So do you encourage them to talk?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I feel like from hearing who you are as a mother and as a person, I think that your children are very open with you. And I think that I should applaud you and give you your flowers coming back. Going through what you're going through and still sitting your children down to explain.
Yeah.
I feel like many parents don't explain. They don't.
No, we have to do that because those people are going through a lot without them knowing even.
These children. Children go through a lot, guys. They are very emotional.
The other day, they told me, you are stressing. I was telling them, what are you saying? You are stressing.
What are you stressing about?
What, me? I'm the one. What are you stressing about? If you are stressing, then I have to stop stressing about you. I was telling them that. Because you are stressing and me, I'm stressing. We all are stressing in this house. What's going to happen
What's going to happen? and I think that, I think because of being a young woman, right? And also being woke. You are a very woke somebody. Like it. I think that you understand talking.
Yes.
You understand telling. Because I know for a fact that children's imagination is wild.
Very wild.
Our children's imagination determines what type of people they turn out to be. Because they can read a situation and then they can read it completely wrong and then just go with that.
Exactly.
Like, I'm just going to be an alcoholic because, they can literally.
They can do it.
Yes.
They can.
But it's just because we don't talk.
Talk to them. It's true.
We don't.
We don't talk with our children. And it's very important to sit down and talk with you. Anything, any mistake they make, we have to talk with our children. We have to explain to them what is what and what is right and what is wrong.
And what is happening
and
between
what is happening.
Us even.
Yes.
Okay, we are arguing, guys, but it's not like we're beating each other. Mm-hmm. It's not like we hate each other. Mm-hmm. We just have misunderstandings. Just the same way you guys have misunderstandings as siblings, we also have misunderstandings.
Yes.
That way they understand that, no, it's a normal thing. Because yesterday I was fighting with my brother, but here we are fine. Nobody's getting a divorce, guys. You understand?
Yes,
because you fight a little bit and then the kid's like, ooh, broken home, divorce. We are going to live on the streets. You're like, guys, relax. We are complaining about tomatoes, I say. Like, but yeah. Did your husband have like parents?
Yes. No. His mother passed away before him. He only had one sister. His father is still around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He sometimes visits me and he'll. He's a bastard man and gaan praat Afrikaans daar begin met my en
van ek sien mos jou heel kan
net. So you'll sort of sit and talk with me a little bit and then you'll go home. So you only had one sister and then aunts, uncles, the elder of the mother,
And the sister? Where is she?
Excuse me?
Where is his sister?
In Windhoek, she's staying in Windhoek.
You guys have a good relationship? What happened?
The
funeral.
Not the funeral. It's something where I don't know if I can say personal to her, maybe, or I don't know. But for me, I really until don't understand what the whole thing was. I really still don't understand what the problem is.
Maybe it was inheritance. You people, eh? Because the man was also working at UNAM, so he had a will. My wife gets everything. No one gets nothing.
It's not me that does that if it's going to be there like that. It's out of him.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be, I am the wife. I have the kids with him.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm stealing. It's not like I'm taking things by force or what.
Mm.
It's the right that the widows are getting.
Yeah.
That it's implanted by the government or the state or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not my thing.
It's not your thing. It's just what you got.
It's what I got.
Uh-huh.
And what I must get or whatever.
So I think that the argument, especially with being black, right?
Yeah, no, but we have the inheritance. I don't know where we want to go with that. But what I'll say is, for myself, I don't come from a rich family as well.
Mm.
But I appreciate what I have.
Mm.
And I always believe I will get more one day.
Mm.
Or I will get it. Even if I don't have it, and if I want it, I'll get
it. I'll get it. Yes. Yeah, I just have to ask.
That's what I believe.
Mm.
So for me was, I could have give everything away as long as I only just stay in that house that I'm staying in.
So that I can raise my kids, because I don't want to de-root my kids.
Yes.
And they are small.
And that's the only thing.
It's their home.
And that's what I did most of the things, but I'm happy.
I think that when it comes to being black and when it comes to being African, right? I think that most of our family members, and this is not even to diss anybody, this is just to be realistic.
Yeah, it is.
Most of our family members are expecting to inherit from us.
Yes.
Even if we are married, even if we have our own children.
Yes. That's the problem of I don't want to say us blacks, but
she was expecting you to give. Even if no one asked you. But what do I give? If I'm left with only enough to raise these kids forever.
Yes.
Yeah, because the person is not coming back to add more.
No,
this is it.
That's it.
It stays here.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
So if I don't take care of this little that I'm left with.
Yeah, but so I decided just to be on my own.
Mm.
The ones that talk with me, the ones that love me, even if they don't love me, if they greet me morning, if they say, people were talking how much they love him, how much he was a family person. Mm. Everybody was so much, when he was alive, so much upon him, like.
Mm. Send 200.
Yeah.
Send 500. You know, the child is not going to UNAM.
But now, you will see.
They don't even care about his kids.
There's nobody calling and saying, how are the kids doing?
His children.
There are five people in my hands that I can say that are doing that, that are talking to me about them, or asking them, or
their
sending
grandfather,
them money there. Or the
grandfather even just comes.
The grandfather is he's not working. He just comes to see them.
To
see them.
Which are guys, I'm your grandfather.
Yes, and they know them like that. So, but I'm happy and I'm living my life.
Were you hurt?
Yes.
Were you hurt when you started seeing this? When you started seeing that?
Yes. No, I was very hurt. It changed when people change. People that you knew before that were different, when they change, you just wonder.
You used to call me every day.
These people will text me every day. These people will what every day. These people will say what. But then it's quiet. Your cell phone will lay there for hours, without any text or call.
Because
or
the person.
Miss call or what, nothing. It's gone. It's done. It's close. Hey. We are human. I'm telling you.
When the SMS comes in, you're like, oh, who's this? Because Kanti, it's that your away will expire on the.
My dear, your away is 7 days, whatever finish. Okay. Or the account is saying this. You need to pay before the 7 or whatever. That's the things that are coming in now.
Yeah.
But we move on. We've moved on. I even sometimes say that it's just like that. The same way they don't remember them. There's the same way that I forget about them as well.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. I don't even remember some people.
Yeah.
Yes, that's how they
are. They used to be a big part and now they're like.
They're gone. Mm. And I don't remember them.
Yeah.
But if I see them on the street,
like, oh, yeah.
I know. Okay. Yeah.
We must get coffee. That lie that big people talk. We must hang out.
I'll come out. I'll come next weekend. I, my people.
It's like all big people tell yeah. the same lie.
Yeah, yeah.
See you. We will come.
Now I have got, now I have my family.
Now you have new friends.
I've got my own family. I'm back with my family. You know, when I married my husband, I was out of my family.
Why?
It was just so much.
Yeah.
That I'm telling you.
It was fast.
I'm telling you, my husband take me out of my family.
And put me in his family
and his friends. I was out of, and I didn't even notice it. I didn't go to my family's gatherings. I did not go.
They even stopped inviting you because you always never show.
Yes, December we will go to, okay, December we usually plan like we'll go to Korihas and Maruru or Maruru or Korihas and then come back. That's our trip.
Yeah.
Our family to go and check the family, the old people.
Then we get stuck in Maruru.
And we will go to Korihas, but it was just like most of my friends that I was usually communicating with, I cut them off.
Why? You married women are like that.
No, it's not.
Once you guys get the ring, you guys abandon your true friends.
It's just that everything went, I don't know, I was just like, I feel like I was brainwashed.
I was in love, guys.
I was in love. And I was so happy, and I was like, I was thinking maybe they will take my husband away from me.
Joking. Guys. Like, now when you think about it, you're like, huh?
Now I'm thinking, I was also telling my friends. Now
check,
I'm
guys. So I was just gone for 10 years.
I was gone like that for 10 years.
Hey, Tamara auntie. Just sitting at gatherings.
Even if I came to Korihas, I used to go to places like meeting my old friends. No, I don't go anymore there. It's just me and my... me and my happy left, right, we are together.
Like twins.
Twins.
Hey, best friend.
Best friends forever. Yeah, so... It was fun. It was good. It was good. But hey, people, we have to pray for each other as well. We have to pray for each other. Even if you think somebody thinks bad about you, think, just pray for that person as well. Pray. Let's pray for each other. Let's help each other. Talk to each other. There are so many suicides happening. I'm even wondering what's going on. But I'm telling you.
It's because we don't talk.
We don't communicate. We don't talk. We just keep in until when? Who are you keeping these things for?
Yeah.
Where are we going to take these things?
People bank money, not secrets. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are quickly going to go for an advertisement break, and we will be back on the other side of this. Please stay tuned.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namuria.
Ripurane ngelo wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida. Ashike kapeno nweko tete opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe. Jepa Omarudi Dayo Loka, Opone Ujendi Fenawa, Nokumona Oijamuiri Nawa, Ninge Pata Fanoa, Monica Ko Eagle FM, Onora Tatuime, Bali Heali, Nola Natu, Heali Bali No Heali, Ileko Berewa, Mura Hetatu Natu, Bali O Hetatu Watatu, Oma Felane, Eagle FM, The Eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device,
You can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nengeno wapungwa eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna ebi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushe njife nawa nukumona oijamwiri nawa. Ninge kwa tafanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kongerewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch and Zenobi here on Eagle FM. We have 1 minute before the advertisement. We have 1 minute before the advertisement break. But if you have just joined us, ladies and gentlemen, we are doing talk therapy where we are just going to be talking through it. Maybe you didn't go to a therapist, Moss.
No, I didn't.
So
did not.
This is your chance.
Yes.
Today is your one
chance.
No,
I'm feeling good.
Nah?
Yeah, it feels so healthy, or I don't know.
Yeah, it's healthy to talk about it. Like, just talk.
It feels,
you know,
like there was something still in my tummy that was halting, but now it's like out, like it's feeling good. I feel good.
Yeah. To just also, you know, with people that have passed away.
Yeah.
It's like this taboo to talk about them, but let us continue that after the break.
Anna, have you thought about what you're doing next year, my child?
I'm not so sure yet, Mummy. I want something that will help me build my future.
Then why not apply to NUST? The Namibia University of Science and Technology's applications are now open.
Really? Do they offer IT and engineering?
Yes, and so much more. They have business, health, science, and media. NUST has exactly what you need.
I'm applying today. NUST, here I come.
Applications for 2026 are now open. Visit www.nust.na to apply. Namibia University of Science and Technology, reinventing the future.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. So today we're talking and we're doing talk therapy, and our first conversation for this segment, ne, is basically we're talking about being a widow in contemporary times, and we're talking about everything about it. We're talking about family, we're talking about happiness, we're talking about the person. I think that one of the most difficult things about death is that people expect you to stop talking about them after a certain amount of time, you know, and then you feel like it's a burden to call your father-in-law and say, "Kucha, I miss him so much." Mm. You're like, "Oh, no, I'm going to make the old man cry." You know, like, "Oh, no, I'm going to make him cry." You know, so how did you, okay, First of all, we went to the kids, right? We talked that you had a conversation with the children and the conversation with the children, how did it go? Like, it went well?
Yeah, it went well. I don't know if they really did understand it, but with time, still now, we are still talking about it. Till now, we are still talking about the passing away of their father. And we are still talking about, we still sometimes take pictures out. We check, looking at the pictures. We go through his books, papers, and I always show them this. How educated his father was.
You know,
so you guys, you must go and study. Yeah. I always tell them that. They see a lot of things that he still was having, and clothing still there. I still have a few things of him. So I still show them those things. So we are fine. The kids are fine. I believe they are fine.
How old are you?
I am now, I'm turning 41 now.
You see. And this was like 5 years ago. Yes, so you were like 36.
Yes, I was 36, 37, yeah.
So you know, I think you are literally the only person that I have met, right? That keeps the memory alive for the children. In Black culture. And you guys can come at me, please. I like to fight. The number in studio is 083-288-401. I like to fight. You guys can come and fight with me on this one. But in Black culture, and this is a statement that I'm making boldly, in Black culture, it seems as though when somebody passes away, we must forget them because apparently their memory is too painful. But isn't it more painful to forget than to remember and understand that this is life? Because I feel that the process that you went through with your kids, right? Bringing out albums, you know, showing qualifications and showing his papers and his things and his clothes, you know, and his clothes. When you are a bit older and you can fit in this suit, you can have it, you know? I think that is you showing that I loved him. He loved us, and this is just his reality. This is something that has happened, and it's okay. And we acknowledge that he was here.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And with other households or with other families or with other people, right? It's like they pack everything away, and they pack everything away, and sometimes you can even walk into a house that you are very familiar with, yeah. You know that there are pictures of this person all over. And then when you get there, there's nothing. Like they were never here. They say that the last day you die is when the last person in the world that knew you dies. So that's when you truly die. When the last person on earth that knew you dies. So your memory lives on until the people that you love also go. And then you are gone. But apart from that, you still live on in their memory.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a very cool thing that you did with your kids.
Yeah.
I think that, you are raising very good children. I think that you are raising children that are going to be capable of love.
Yeah.
Yeah. And understanding.
Yeah.
Also. Ne? Okay. So we did that one, and with family, we spoke that there's a little bit of a hiccup there with sister-in-law, but we hope that one day you guys can come back to the table and talk.
Because of the kids, there are kids involved. I hope one day we can come together and talk.
So that the kids can get to know their cousins.
They actually go to visit their aunt, which I don't say no to them.
You see, you are very cool.
Yeah, I let them go. But for us to go on, then, because one day maybe I may decide to move away from Windhoek, and then it's going to be difficult again.
Yeah, for the kids.
Kids to communicate. So I hope one day we come together and sort out our differences. I don't understand. Maybe she will let me know what the differences are.
One day.
One day. So I hope one day that will happen. And then we go forward from that. Because God knows.
God knows.
God knows my heart. I'm saying God knows my heart and what I feel about her as well. So I don't have any grudges, anything bad against her. I always wish it was different, but it's not my say in it. It's what the other person feels, which I cannot change help her understand.
You know, one thing I know about grief as well is that sometimes it's easier to be angry than to be sad. So sometimes, sometimes the fight has nothing to do with you. Sometimes it's not you. Especially if you don't understand it. Sometimes it's not you. Sometimes it's just too painful to be around you because of the relationship that they had with the brother. We are hoping, we are hoping that it's grief.
It can be.
And then one day, you know, they say that there are certain things.
They had a good relationship. They had a very beautiful relationship as brothers and sisters,
You see? So we are hoping that one day the veil will lift.
Yeah.
And she'll be like, oh, hi. And you're like, hello. And then she'll be like, you know, this whole time that I was that I was angry with you, I searched within myself. And then, you know, we hope. We are hopeful for that one. Yeah. And let's go on to how much time it took. Or it is taking. Because when you speak, there is sadness, there are tears, you know? And I think that maybe it's because it's actually the first time that you're telling his whole entire story. It has always been half-half. No, my husband, And like, oh, your father. Oh, like,
my friends,
small.
Funny talks and finish, I don't think there is time limit for it. It's something that's going to be there forever with me because it was, we had promises, we made promises to each other. And, you know, there was a time that we will say, me, I just want to go until 70. From 70, so if I pass on after 70, if I'm still there, it's not me. We were having those jokes as well, getting old and those old looks and those things. But to keep it, your question was
how much time
it takes. There is no time limit. That thing, it goes and it comes back. It goes away. I'm telling you, it will go for 2 months, and after 2 months, it will come back again, like something
like
fresh,
like it just happened.
It just happened now, and then I was just thinking, oh, now why am I thinking about you now like this now again? What is it again? And then you go into those my deep prayers again, and then. It's not that I want to forget about him that I'm praying. It's just that I don't want to get lost again or trapped again back into where I was before. So I just want to move on and be happy. I need to be happy. I'm sure he also wants me to be happy again. So there's no time limit for it. That thing, it's going to be there forever. And as long as I see my kids, it's still going to be there.
They're going to look like their father.
It will be still there. It will be still there. So, limit is, there is no limit.
There is no limit.
There is no limit.
Okay. So, when does it usually happen? Do you miss him when things are not getting going harder. Your way?
Yes.
Like, ah.
Yes.
It's my thing.
Most of the time I miss him when I'm really feeling like, how am I going to survive this? How am I going to do this payment? How am I going to do this now? How am I going to do with these kids now?
I need advice.
I need to talk to, that's the time I miss him. That's the time that, the things that he was doing mostly in the house. That's the time I miss him because.
The broken cupboard.
Yes, because like, me, I was just there as a nanny, as a housekeeper, a wife, at the night, a wife, like that. But now, it's my, the ball is now in my hands, and it's
you
so
learned,
difficult.
You learned how to fix cars.
Yes.
Now, take the car to service.
Yeah, so most of the times that I meet him is the times that I'm going through difficulties. Like, if I'm stuck with my finances as well, I'll think about him.
I think
if you were here and there were sometimes maybe if he said there's no money, maybe it was times like that. That day he was really saying there's no money.
There's no money, yeah.
But I was saying, no, this must be bought, this must be bought, we need to buy this one. But And then there's those times that you are in bed and then you just think about, yo, we used to talk about this and that. Hey. Now it's calling of kids, calling of the babies. Now it's now. Who come here? Wow.
Let's quickly take now. This call. Good evening.
Yes, good evening, madam.
Good evening. Good evening.
How are you?
Very good, and you?
Very well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Love of the nation.
Oh?
Yeah, let's talk, let's talk.
It means still you recognize my voice.
Forever and a day, my friend.
I want to change it, man.
Don't change it, don't change it. If you change it, then I will not recognize you.
How have you been, Demetric?
I've been good. How have you been?
So far, so good.
Uh-huh. Are you listening to our conversation?
Unfortunately, my frequency is interrupted.
Uh-huh.
All of these weeks.
Mm-hmm. So we are talking about grieving, and we are talking about being a widow. So we have a guest in studio today, and she's telling us about her experiences as a widow in contemporary times.
Era.
Mm-hmm. You are missing out.
I miss out.
Mm.
Good evening, madam.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Very good.
Grievous.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Before, I did not take me in brief. Just in brief.
Okay. One of the questions we were asking was, how much time does it take for one to grieve a partner? What do you think about that?
Good questions.
Mm.
It depends on the connection which was binding among the peoples. Because it is not an easy for a person just to forget about someone who was having a good connection with him or with such a person in life.
Yeah.
So it depends on what a person have contribute to what you have taken it as an importance. When you start to think about such things.
Okuye kuranga o mathimbo ya mkucha, omoro sheketu na ompango o dhijido monjira. Ngaashi, ino taaguru kilasha ampoka. Ino hinga kuhio dhungo, ino hinga anumata era ga papa, ino hingirira. Omoro ashoka, ina tukara okutura onkara mwenyo ee, moshiponga. Ino ninga omuyarulwa, ino ninga oshinene nima. Kara omoro ngithi onjira, omu inekewa. Ninga shoka sho monjira, eto kupitha o mwenyo.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
The view.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch and Zenobi and Love of the Nation. Hello, hello. Sorry.
No problem. I'm just here.
Uh-huh. Okay. So what were you saying?
All right. I was trying to say that it is not an easy to forget in your memory for what a person have done and you take it as an important in life. Reflections and memories are always there. Reflections and memories not it cannot only be done when something it is wrong happen.
Mm-hmm.
Even something which is important, mm-hmm, or which is very impressive,
mm-hmm,
when you are going to think such a thing,
mm-hmm,
you will get a memory of such a person who have done it.
Mm-hmm.
Thus, I'm trying to say that it is not an easy. It takes time.
Yeah.
You want to take it as enough is enough, but mm-hmm, it takes time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it takes time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, with time, yeah, mm-hmm, then the situation will be mitigated.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much, love of the nation.
Thank you, Demetriek.
All right.
Good night.
Good night to you.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah. So it's basically, it might take a lifetime.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it is what it is.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It will take long because as long as the kids are still there, I'm still going to talk up to them about their father.
Mm.
Even if they are getting older,
mm,
even if I'm getting older, mm, I'm still going to talk about them. So I'll tell them, I wish he was here to see what you are doing now.
Yeah. Like you see, if my husband was here, I don't think you will be doing this to me.
They're still saying that the other two were saying that, if Baba was here, I know we could have not done this now.
You guys know.
No.
So, do you guys, I know that you guys don't go to Maruru much.
Yes.
But when you do go, do you guys go and visit his grave?
Yes, we go and visit the grave. Yes.
Mm.
And I was thinking about going, next month as well, just to go and clean up the grave, put on little flowers and then sit and talk and then come back.
What does that help you with?
It will actually, I'm thinking about talking to him is about what's happening now, what I'm going through now, what I've done again. I've moved on. I've been in a relationship as well.
Mm. How did that happen? Because I think that's the biggest barrier. Like in your life, you feel like you're cheating, but you're like, wait, I'm not cheating. Wait a minute.
After my husband died, I stayed for a whole full year without anything.
Mm.
Not anything. I mean like,
yeah, you dating, know, like, yeah, without talking to anybody
or
just grieving.
Yes, just grieving.
Before we get to that part, so sorry to interject. Yes. Did you guys talk about it? Because that's a conversation that my husband and I have, which I'm like, okay, so if I pass away now, mm-hmm, you know, I feel he should move on. He feels that he's going to come and haunt me.
No. We did not talk about it like three, but we were talking it in a group.
Uh-huh.
So he will tell our friends that if she's going to date,
she must date.
She's not going to date. I'm not going to date. I have to just stay like that.
Ah, yum yum.
We will laugh about it, and it just passed by like that. So we didn't have a serious talk. Like
you guys have serious talks about burials. Yes. Then you people.
So so he will say, no, I'm not gonna. I must not date. I must just stay like that.
And what was your take if you were the one that was gonna go before him?
Yes, that was not the other thing.
You didn't also want.
No.
He must not get a new one.
No, I will want him to get somebody that will look after the kids. That will
a helper.
The helper that will help him. Because I know without me and the kids, him.
He was alone, not
he was not there. No, he was not there. He could have not made it. Maybe he could have asked his sister or somebody to stay with him. I'm telling you, he could have not done it.
No.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So. And then, did you come into, you know, because, a lot of people assume that there's no life after it.
No.
There's no life after your husband passes away. And did anybody have expectations from you, which are when do you start dating?
There were a lot of rumors.
Okay.
There were a lot of rumors.
How?
Rumors like, even if I was seen with anybody, any man.
She already started dating somebody. It's only been 2 weeks.
Yes, it was my boyfriend. It was my boyfriend. But all those things, I took it easily because
I know the truth.
I know the truth in me, what I was doing and what I did not do. So for me, it was just fine. I was just letting it go. Let them talk. People talk. People talk about anybody. People talk about people that I have millions in the bank. What must I worry about? That you have zero in your bank. You are talking about somebody with millions in the bank. What must I do with those things? Talk. So people, let them talk. So I was like, let them talk until I started dating. I first dated and then it was not something serious. I'm not sure I'd say.
Were you not disappointed at the dating pool? Because you have been out of the dating scene for such a long time.
Expectations were high. Expectations were very high. My thoughts, I'm going to date him
and then we're going to get married. And then we're going to have kids.
I was just expecting the same things that I was getting from the other side. And that's the problem. As a widow, that's a problem. If your husband was treating you well during his time, I'm telling you, don't expect those things to die. It's not the same thing. I'm telling you, you're going to suffer. You will suffer.
Let's quickly take this call. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are we?
Fine. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. You are having a very, very important topic there.
thank you so much.
And really, I don't know how to express myself because I really went through the same thing. I lost my lovely wife in 2021 due to COVID-19. And like seriously, like now, I don't know. I don't know how to express myself actually.
You are expressing yourself perfectly fine. You are good. Keep going.
You know what, ne? A person whom you have lived for 23 years.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, that person is no more. Like, seriously, it's not an easy thing to think about. And I don't even wish it to anybody.
Exactly.
I don't wish it to anybody.
It's because very bad.
Like now, when I'm moving around, you know, I'm just feeling like I'm alone in the world.
I'm alone, yeah.
We are having two boys. She left me with two boys.
Oh, yeah.
One is actually in SA. Doing his CA, chartered accountant, and the other
one. That's good. Congratulations.
Thank you. And the last born is in grade 9 this year. But really, this memory is really, really tormenting me for, I don't know, I have to live with it for the rest of my life. I think I'm trying to hook up with ladies. But the relationship is just not going well.
Because the lady I was married to
was really my soulmate, I can say.
Yes,
that's what I'm
because
saying.
Because we were really, really connecting in every corner, everything, I can say. And now, like, when she was alive, I could not move with a gun. I have a gun. But because now I'm feeling like I'm just lonely. Because if I happen to get any, let me say, any trouble in your life, living in Windhoek, and might be I happen to have an argument with somebody or whatsoever, and I happen to call her, she will always ask me, "Where are you, darling? How come there now?
Now you have to face things alone.
Alone, yeah.
Just you and your gun.
That's why I'm having my gun, because I think that there's nobody to protect me now.
Sure.
Because I was so very much protected.
Yeah.
And I was very much loved.
Yeah,
what I can feel and what I can share with you guys is that I was loved. I gave love to my wife.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, like seriously. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. And so it's very difficult. And now the expectations are very high if you met somebody else. So
very, very, very high.
That's why we are struggling.
They don't smile well. I don't like this.
It's really, really very hard because yeah. you know you hate something in
everything,
your life.
Yeah,
you hate everything in your mm-hmm. life. But now all of a sudden it's you gone. Have to start all over
all
again.
Yeah,
yeah. The matriarch know this proverb in Oshuambo. Kucha on terekururai haita ne konkoka. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, you can't you can't recook a sauce.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When the sauce is properly cooked once,
it
will never be the same. Leftovers are just leftovers.
We are going through a very, very tormenting time, and I don't know. It's not 4 years, mm-hmm. but still, just seems like yesterday.
Yeah,
it just seems like today.
Yeah.
Because you, she's always in front of you, and you always think of her. I don't know. We have to live with this for the rest of our
life. It is.
Might be if I happen to be lucky, and I find might be a person who can make just to make me happy, not to say she will replace that person who might be in my life. Yeah.
She will never just be replaced, but if you just get somebody that will love you,
if you but love, I don't think.
But love these days, love these days.
I was loved, but now I don't know whether I will ever get that person. But God is almighty, and you are living in the grace of His hands, and I think that
one of the best things that we as people experience, right, is camaraderie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So when I can guarantee you that. I'm telling you, by next year, you will find somebody that you are talking to. I can guarantee this to you because you have stepped, right?
Yeah.
Into a different dimension today.
Yeah.
The fact that you can relate, the fact that you can listen, the fact that you can openly talk about it, right?
Yeah.
Means that your heart is opening up. Yes. It's opening up. And also you are hearing. You are hearing from others that it lower your expectations.
What I can even share with you is that when I always visited him, let me say grave, I used to cry.
Yes.
But for the last two, let me say, I went there twice, and I really did not shed tears, but I was just talking.
Yeah.
But always, let me say, since 2021, if I happen to visit a grave, I happen to shed tears.
Yeah, no, that's
but for
good.
The last two, let me say twice when I went there, I really, really, I might be, yeah.
There are some changes.
Yes.
We are proud of you.
Yes.
We are proud of you.
Time, everything heals,
Mm-hmm.
It's only that I'm getting old and I want to get somebody in my life.
But maybe you're one of those daddies that get their personal person at 63.
Yes.
After you have healed, you have healed, so that you can allow yourself to love somebody else without wanting them to step into shoes that they will never be able to fill.
Yeah, they will never be able to wear. Yes.
Yes. So let's say that we have started.
I'm really listening to your topic, and it's really encouraging to go on.
Yeah, don't worry.
Yeah, you have to
it
go
will
on.
All be fine.
Yeah, you will be fine.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tate.
Have a blessed night.
Same to you.
Likewise.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
You see the importance of sharing stories.
Yes.
Ne?
Mm-hmm.
Now you guys understand why I come to work.
Yes.
Oh, guys. if we can just open up and really honestly just talk about our experiences, guys, ne? Mm-hmm. Then someone will feel less alone.
Yes.
Ech. Hey, okay, so let's go back to expectations. You were expecting what? Night and shining armor.
My God, I'm expecting. Kucha,
baby, I'm going to send you away now.
Oh. Pop card. Credit card must be in my hand.
Hey, Kucha, go shopping, babe. Don't worry.
So why
did you decide to, or why did you decide to move? Not to move on, but why did you decide to get into the dating pool? Loneliness?
Yes, it was loneliness. Plus, I just think like, I'm young.
Yeah.
I'm young and I need to have somebody as well. I need to talk to someone as well.
Yeah.
So it's
I not miss being loved.
Yes, I miss being loved, laughing. Mm. That chemistry of the two love people.
Yeah.
But
you look at other people and then you're like, oh, that's nice. Mm.
Yeah. Mm. But with the expectations, it's a problem.
What were you expecting?
I was just expecting good love. Mm. Those, just the soft love.
Yeah. Love. You can leave work,
same,
baby.
I was just expecting the same love that you know, I was getting.
You know, you can stop
husband,
working.
Yes.
Yeah, you but can stop working. I'll take care of you.
But it doesn't work like that. It does not work like that. Everybody's different.
Yeah.
From a person to person is different.
And then
some people
like,
give love differently.
Yeah.
In their own way. Hey. And you, for you, you
to
think,
start
is this love?
That one now.
Is this love or what is this? You start thinking now, is this kind of a love or are we still going to grow into love or is this now the beginning of love?
Is this it?
Is this it?
I'm
telling you, like, it's difficult. Mm. So you want to read the person, the other person. You are trying to read the other person, to understand the other person.
Mm.
But that person is just not the person. It's not just the person.
It's not vibing.
It's not vibing because you think, okay, maybe he's saying like that. That means like, okay, so it will be like this. But it's not. That person is with his own things. It's him. That person is a different person.
The way you express it.
You know the. I'm just thinking now. Relationship. No, if it means like that, then it's finished. It's done. Then we are not talking anymore. We're not gonna explain to each other anymore. Is it now? We are sleeping now without solving this problem. What? My dear. So I'm trying. I'm trying.
Is this what happens out here?
Yes, I'm trying. I'm trying to get real love as well.
Mm.
But I'm going to work on my expectations.
Mm.
I'm going to learn to know that we all are different and then we are not the same people. And then what I was having, I'm not going to get it again. Mm. It's not the same.
Or maybe you are going to get it.
Yes.
In a different form.
Maybe. That's
because we have to also figure out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing through grief, right, is that we also grow into something else.
Yes.
Yeah.
We change.
Because
we change.
You used to be a pink housewife.
Yes.
Yeah? You are watching the Kardashians all day. Yes. You're keeping up with what. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Your phone is loaded and all of that. And then you became an independent woman.
Yes.
Like straight.
Strip,
you know,
cut.
Now you're thinking about, okay, so, which course am I going to do so that I can get the paper so that I can increase at work, so that I can get more money. Mm-hmm. You know, you're thinking about that and you grow into that.
Yes.
And the question would now be that if love was knocking at your door, would you want it the same as you had it with your husband?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you want it to fit into the person that you had become? Because, right, when something is not here, we love it.
Yeah, yeah.
We love it tremendously.
Yeah,
they say absence makes the heart grow fonder, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why it's very difficult for you to remember arguments, to remember bad things, because he's not here, you know, and you keep that alive and you do remember the arguments here and there, but it doesn't matter because you would kill to have a moment with this person, even if you guys were just arguing, just to look at them, you understand? Mm-hmm. But then you have also grown into something that I believe that you are proud of.
Yes.
You know, and you no longer want to just be a housewife that's sitting at home because you have most now tasted what it's like to go out there and come back with a plastic of bread. I bet you were very proud of yourself when you got your first salary.
I am very proud of myself and I am proud of what I'm becoming now and I've become.
Mm.
I'm very proud of that because the changes have made me learn along as well.
Mm-hmm.
What I was having, it was something that was put on me on a cold platter.
Yeah.
Like it was given to me.
Yeah.
Like
that old
it was nothing that I was sweating for.
Yeah.
I was doing nothing basically.
Yeah.
So, but now what I'm doing right
didn't
now.
Didn't it also teach you that you deserve better?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why you don't want to settle.
Yes.
Because you know what love is.
That's also, that's the problem.
Yeah, because you know what love is and you're like, this not.
Yes, that's the other thing as well. Uh-huh. My kids are even asking me, am I going to get married again? Then I say, no, I don't think I'll go. Then they are saying, why? Then I say, no, I'll get married when I'm 17.
You know?
No,
for a helper.
What do you want to do?
In 17?
In 17. Then I say, that time they are old.
Yeah, and then just, we are just sitting,
me and the person is just sitting there.
When we are reading newspapers, that's what I want.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I'm happy to what I've become in my process of
grieving.
I've learned a lot. I've learned it the hard way as well. As a mother, as a single mother.
Did you ever think that you could do it?
No.
Nah. And that's one thing that you learned that I can.
Yes.
I am strong.
I will stand up tonight. Today. I'll stand up tomorrow. I'll stand up. Yes. Yeah. That I have learned. Mm. I have. So I've become stronger for my kids. Oh, I sometimes look at them and I'm just like, oh my God.
I did such a good job.
Where will they go? These ones. Where will they go? No, my mother is just telling them, send the kids. Send them to Curry House for the holiday. They say, leave the kids.
Leave the kids. I also like them. I also want them to be around.
So I enjoy and I love what I've become. I'm happy what I've become. I've learned a lot. I've learned my, it's actually not a lesson, but I've life journey, I can say.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that happened with anybody of anyone will be, but it's something that I will never wish it for my
worst enemy. Worst I think enemy you, yeah, you told me
yes,
that.
Yes. No. It's something that somebody that I hate that much, I will never even open my mouth and say that word. And I wish this could happen to you. Never ever. But I'm happy now. I'm good. I'm growing. I'm still growing. I'm still learning. I'm doing my thing again. Bachelor's in Hospital and Management.
Masallah.
Yeah. I
never thought you could. I thought you're going to be a housewife from Maruru.
No. And that's the one thing that he gave me as well. Mm-hmm. He gave me studies. He told me to, I was in tourism in the beginning. I was doing without any papers. Mm-hmm. You know, when you start learning inside, you just go in and learn everything from ground and then you just grow.
Yeah.
So I was just growing in managerial positions and so on. Without any papers or anything.
Yeah. And then you're like, I'm going to get a paper now. Yeah. Because my husband said.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then my husband said, so I was working in the south there. Kidman's that side.
Mm-hmm.
So my husband said, resign and come to Windhoek.
And you're like, okay.
Resign. And I then come and then he enrolled me at NAS Hotel School.
Mm-hmm.
So I did my bachelor's in hospital management there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy.
And then you continue.
Yes,
and then just
I'm continuing. I'm just going to continue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To next year, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to continue and I'm going to finish my thing.
Mm-hmm. And okay. I love that for you. So to close off the question of the expectations when it comes to relationships, right? I would say, or the conversation would be around the expectations, you lower them.
Yes.
Because
yes.
They are not in comparison. No, they are not no, in no, they never, are not ever. In a comparison with somebody
never.
that outshined. And also
never.
The reason that they outshine is because they were only here for a small amount of time. So they had to live the most amazing lives ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't compete with that.
No.
You can't compete with that. And we understand it. And so you started talking. And you're like, hello.
Yes, I started talking to, I didn't like text or people. I got a lot of texts, you know.
Yeah.
My phone was broop, broop, broop. My Facebook was broop, broop, broop. After my husband's death, it was like all the men they want me out. Well, they were
waiting.
Yes, it was like they were waiting. These guys never talk to me. This guy never say hi to me. Even I met him on the street. He never say hi or whatever. Or they never talk. What do they know? No, my phone was full. My WhatsApp. My Facebook was full. No, those emotional text messages and whatever things. And I was like, okay. Then I say, let me just try. Okay, I try first relationship. It did not work for me.
Yeah,
I did it the wrong way.
What did you do? Okay.
I did the wrong way. So I say, no. This is not what I'm going to do. No, like, this is totally wrong. It's totally wrong. Mm-hmm. It's wrong. So I went out of that one.
Mm-hmm.
So then I met a guy. Yeah. We met a guy.
Then you took it very slowly.
Yes, I took it slowly.
Mm.
I took it slowly, and then we still are, our communication levels are still not the same with him as well. Because me, I like talking.
Yeah.
As he also says, you like talking.
Yeah. But and him, he's one of those. I listen.
Yeah, those are not those people that even if you talk, he will walk away. He's listening, but he will walk away. And then he will want me to talk the time that he feels maybe like he's the one to talk now. And then that the whole time I must just wait for him.
Wait for me to calm down. And then, so we can talk now.
Yeah,
I'm calm. You're like, I don't want anymore.
So, but communication, I'm just struggling with communication maybe because me, if I feel like something is wrong for me, I need to talk. I need to explain myself. I need to express myself.
Yeah, let's put it on the table
let
now.
Let's put it on the table. Let's film that. If I hear something, I need to ask you and you need to answer me. I need to know what's happening, what's going on. So if you are not at that level, then also, and then I also, there are times that I really still feel like I really don't want to do any more this. I'm telling you, there are times that I feel like I don't want the relationship.
Yeah,
I don't want to be in the relationship. I feel like I'm just enough with my kids.
Yeah.
Because I wake up, I do this, and then I do everything. What do I need now? Well, another extra person. Companionship.
Kids are going to get married and go.
That's the other thing. That's what I'm saying. I'll marry when I'm 70.
Nobody's going to want you that time, sis. Okay, so to help you with that one,
yes.
Right? I would say,
mm-hmm.
I would believe, I would want you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, me as your friend, I would want you to continue with that relationship. I would want you to continue with that relationship. What you must learn, right, is tolerance.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Just learn how to tolerate and how to be patient. Yeah. Because if you learn how to tolerate, as long as it's not things that you can't tolerate, because there are things that you can't tolerate, like abuse.
Yes.
There are things that you can't tolerate, like substances. Mm-hmm. You can't tolerate. There are certain things that you can't tolerate as a person, as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are things that are within somebody's nature that they cannot change.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. That they would have to unlearn and then we relearn something else. I know. It's patience.
Yeah.
But if you can practice tolerance at least once a week where somebody is doing, where he is doing something that you don't necessarily agree with, but you keep it quiet until he addresses just that one thing. Everything else you can talk about, just that one thing, you become better at it.
Yeah.
And maybe, just maybe, right?
Mm-hmm.
The lesson that you're supposed to be taking from all of this, from your experience, right, is patience.
Mm-hmm.
It's tolerance. It's maybe just tolerance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just try and be patient with the person.
Yeah.
Like,
I'll do that.
Yeah. Just try and be patient.
I have a lot of patience.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of patience with him as well.
Yeah. Ne?
I have a lot of patience. That one I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So try practicing patience in communication.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because also there is a lot said in things that are not said.
Yeah.
Because also you Tamara chicks, you Tamara chicks, prat. And then the person turns around and beats you. But he was not going to beat you if you didn't follow him. But it's not with only Tamara, all of us women, we're like that. But sometimes, right, maybe the walking away is also time for you to think.
Onda karahandu yako parateza morwe data. Paife ohandimo kuyadi. Nondaka ne data no shoyo o tungaraka vahupi. O netwe kaimwe o kufutarumwe o kuinyingarumwe o kujapandali. Fio papa ndauka. Onda pumga o netwe kaoyo hai dira ya fange. Omafikwa amwe ohandi streaming, omafikwa amwe ohandi popi, omafikwa amwe ohandi ningaishe poshikanto shimwe.
pamwe na parateza. Oinda holora, ameha ishipangere, osho paumwene. Dira dira oma kwa tafanoni data, momkaro wili. Mwana pareka okutuma koutumaraka, okustreaminga, na okudenga pamwe na parates. Konga, parates, Namibia.
Always, always prepare.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our final hour of Pulling Heartstrings here with the Matriarch and Zenobia. So we were talking about time also. Okay, so we finished that one with the relationship. Yes. It's most just tolerance that we need to do. Mm-hmm. And we also just need to wait for the communication. Yes. Maybe we should just learn to be patient with communication. Mm-hmm. But then also, we spoke about time, right? But I want to ask you, how did you feel when everything was done, because we understand that when everything is done, you go back to the house and then you start going through grieving and mourning and you go through your process.
Yeah.
And how did you feel when everything was continuing? The robots were still changing. People were still driving and getting cab outside. People were still going to work. People were still Facebooking. People were still everything. The world was still moving.
Yes.
Like, how did that feel?
I was like, the feeling was like, so people are moving.
While my husband died.
Why my husband died?
The world must stand still.
Like, yes.
Don't they know that he was an important man?
You know what? Yeah. I'm thinking about his position has already been filled. It's already been filled immediately. I was like, when I heard from his colleague, there was communication between his colleague. There's somebody who's acting now on Ronald's place. And I was like,
So quickly. You guys don't even let the seat get cold.
But the people have, it has to move on.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, there's nothing stopping. Like, I mean, we're thinking there's no time that's going to come back again.
Yeah.
If the time passes, it's 12 o'clock. It's 12 o'clock.
It's 12 o'clock. There's nothing that can be
done.
They
were going to the next day. Mm-hmm. So everybody moves on. Every Facebook people move on. They move on. They went to the burial. Pictures were off, done, finished. Everything was done. If people move on, they are gone. They were just like, oh, okay.
It's like, just me.
It's me.
It's just me.
Yeah.
I'm just still here.
If only my bed could have talked. Nothing could have talked, my dear. The way I was sleeping on that bed. The way I was lying from left side to the other side, turning around this side. To the
then
other
even
side,
the mattress started getting a hole in the middle because you are always here.
I'm just there in the bed.
Nah.
Yeah, but you need to move on. Things have to go on. It's just like that. There is nothing standing still for anyone. Nothing standing still. Didn't we see when our late president was gone? It was moving.
Afternoon time. We already had a new president.
We had a new president.
Hey, chop chop. Sorry, you guys. Sorry. My condolence. Sorry, guys. Yes. But this one is going to be your new president. Don't worry. You will not be without a president. Yes. How?
It's just like that. We have to move on. Things have to move on.
Mm.
The machines have to work.
Huh?
The people have to work. We have to work. People have... There's nothing we can do. So I was just saying, okay. So that's it.
Mm.
We move on. Let's move.
Hey. Okay. So you do the cemetery visits now and then, you know, just, to incorporate the children. I feel like you're such a good mother.
Mm-hmm.
Like I cannot finish clapping for you
there
because a lot of us, because we are so hurt, we assume that, us sharing experiences, right, would hurt the kids.
Yeah,
but, guys, it's not.
It's not.
Like, I would rather you guys talk about the person so that I know that the person was here, especially the 2-year-old, you know, so that the person knows that, oh, I had a father.
You just see the pictures now. There's no pictures. The father, he knows that is that one is his father. Name and all those things.
Okay. So how do you, if you had to explain your children's healing process, like individually, because you have, you have four, right?
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah, definitely.
So how did they deal with it? You know, when, sometimes with, when my dad passed away, and me, I'm big, my dad passed away in 2021. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I think I was how old? I'm 34 now.
Mm-hmm.
So. Okay, I was 30. Okay. But my mom used to come. to the room. Mm. And then she would ask me unnecessary things just to come in and to check up. And she would ask me, okay, so can we take this? Oh, can we do this? And then like, oh, you are not feeling well. Are you crying your father? And then I'll say yes. And then she was like, oh, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. And that's how I knew that I still have a parent. I'm not a complete orphan. Mm-hmm. And that is how I was healing with her checking up. So mm-hmm. if you look at your children, how are they healing differently, like in their own areas?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think they are healing differently from that.
Mm-hmm.
Like
quickly talking to the mic, my love.
Like my, the two boys,
mm-hmm.
the firstborns,
mm-hmm.
Like one day, he just posted our family picture, him in, on his Facebook as his profile picture.
Yeah.
And I was like surprised. I was really surprised that I was like thinking that he's still thinking about
his our father.
Families.
Mm.
He has his father, but the way our family picture.
10 years is not a joke, my dear.
So I was like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he is still there.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about him. He's still there.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that he's still thinking about him, that he's still in that process of thinking that maybe
healing.
If he was here, something could have been different. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they were really taken good care of by him.
Mm.
So the older one, that's a quiet person. It's a shy person. He hardly talks.
Mm.
We hardly talk. We communicate in
SMS.
And yeah,
thanks.
Like,
things,
like if he wants or if he doesn't want, like that.
Mm.
But we talk. There are times that we come together as family and we sit down and I will ask them, how do they think our living or whatever? How do they, are they okay?
Yes, you are really a manager. You are really a manager. You want to check how your employees are doing. Yes. Is there anything we need to improve here at home?
I call them always and then they say, we talk to them. I ask them, what do you need? Is there somebody that needs something urgently or must it still, can it still wait until this time that I can, maybe if it's expensive, that I buy that time or whatever.
Yeah.
We talk like those things.
Mm.
So we always come together and talk like that. So
the small ones,
I think they still are missing their dad a lot.
Mm.
They still need their father. Still want their father around.
Mm.
But now, that's why I don't want to bring in somebody that I can, that they feel like that
is replacing.
Replacing, or not replacing, but somebody that cannot make them feel like
it's their father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Like you did with your first children.
Yes.
So, like the two children. Yes, yeah. So, you want to make the correct choice.
Yes. Mm. Yes. So I just want to keep them so I can make them feel good about my choices.
Mm.
And so they can not be feel neglected like they are.
No, it's just with her boyfriend.
Yeah, all those things.
Yeah.
You know, these kids, they talk.
They will embarrass you. Ever since you got a boyfriend, you're like, ooh, wait, Nana. It's not like that. Yeah, but still, you don't even check my homework anymore. You're like, no, it's not like that.
So I'm just checking on them. I pray that they are fine.
Mm.
I pray that they are fine.
They say they are fine.
Yes, they say they are fine.
Mm.
But you know, people can say they are fine, but you know, maybe sometimes they say they are fine because
they don't want to hurt you.
They don't want to hurt me or make me feel bad because I know my kids, how they are.
Mm.
They can lie to because they don't want to see me get sad or something.
Mm. Mm.
So I hope they are fine.
You know, I always say that I never want to be the topic on a psychologist's couch. I don't want my children to go to a psychologist and see my mother. Let the world break you. Let it not be me. You know, let go through your own dramas. Let the drama not be caused by me.
Yes.
You know, that's why I'm trying so hard. I don't want them to grow up in an abusive home. I don't want them to grow up in a place that lacks. And even if we don't have, we explain.
Yes.
And I'm also doing talk therapy, especially with my children. Mm-hmm. I'm also talking to them, guys.
Mm-hmm.
If we're arguing, I'm telling them, guys, we did argue. You did not hear lies. Mm-hmm. We did argue, but we are arguing just the same way you guys argue, because I've seen you guys argue also. Eh? Just the same way you guys argue, but we are not beating each other. We're not killing each other. We're not separating. Nothing is happening. Yeah. Just the same way as you guys are also not separating. You guys are not, nothing's happening to you guys. You guys are still here together. Yeah. We are just sporting.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that it's a good way because we are most trying to raise strong people, good people, and people that can stand on their own.
Yeah.
Okay, so one of the questions that I would also have is, have you prepared your children for the day that you go?
Oh.
Especially since it has happened in your home.
Already, yeah.
Yeah.
I have been trying to talk to them. I did try to explain to them, one day if I die, I actually asked them, what will you guys do one day if I die while you are like this?
Like, you sound like such a mom. Hey, you find us doing wrong things. If I die, you guys.
But they just say, I must not talk like that. They don't want to hear those things. And I say, no, it's the reality. Like, I can die right now. Even tomorrow, I won't be. Maybe if you come back from school, I won't be here. And then what will you do? And then they all show me those sad faces of this. Yeah, and then I just leave the topic for there. Like, I just leave it there. But we need to talk to our children about also one day if we die. Children
are smart.
These children are so smart, but
they understand.
But they are very weak people. They are very weak. When things happen, they take easy way out. So we need to talk to our children. I was so surprised when I hear one day a 9-year old child hang himself.
Yes.
And I was like thinking, what was he thinking? What was so difficult for that boy? What was so hard? That's the only thing that he will kill himself.
Yeah.
And I tell them, my kids, if you start talking like you're going to kill yourself, you're going to kill yourself. That word, you don't use that word around. I tell them, and if you kill yourself, we're going to bury you. You're not going to come back. You're not going to enjoy what we people are enjoying here. It's finished. You are done.
Once we're going to eat our thing.
Yeah.
Life continues. You can see that we are still here. Yes. Papa is not here.
Yes. Eh? I tell them, we're going to bury you. And the people are continuing. We will eat that money. We'll get that money. We'll eat that money. I'm telling them, they must not talk about killing themselves. I know it's not an easy thing, but it's very hard when a small child tells you that they're going to kill yourself. Then you're just wondering, what do you think? What do they think? Do they know that killing, what does that mean, killing themselves? Have they ever had people killing themselves? It's something that's very easy. Or they just take a knife or put it on their body or something like that. It's not like that.
I hear you on that one.
Yeah, it's not easy. So I explain to them, death is something that's very difficult, but we have to accept it. It's very difficult to accept it, but we just have to go with it. There's nothing we can do about it.
I understand with that one. Okay, so we are going to, there's going to be a little segment where we talk like a little bit less on the emotional, but more on the practical side. So your husband passes away. Your husband was somebody that was employed. And at the time you were not employed. You were almost a house bay, a boo thing. And then, okay. So, what was the process? So you go to court and you start filling in papers, or do you go to wherever for the policies, or what was that process? Because I think that is one of the things that, especially if you are young and you are a widow and you don't have an older sister, an auntie or anybody, right, to tell you exactly where you need to go
and what to do.
I think that is what drives you crazy also.
The fact that
you have to figure out everything by yourself. So okay, you can maybe run us through your process. Not in detail, because I know that these are personal things. But maybe you can tell us that, okay, you have to call banks or.
What actually happened is, I was called.
Okay.
Yeah, I was called from his workplace, mm-hmm. and that I need to come to them. And mm-hmm. I was explained to them. They explained to me the whole process. They give me papers that I need to sort out, mm-hmm. and then give it back to them. And then that side, because what they have a different policies. It's not the same as like I go to
JPF.
JPF. Yeah. They don't have that thing. They have their own company that's dealing with
their things,
their pension money and so on.
Yeah.
So I went to there, I gave him those papers, the policies, I did that myself, the bank, the house, cause the house was together with the policies.
Mm.
So I deal that one myself.
Mm-hmm. Cause you are many.
Yeah. the estate that also, that was easy also as well. Cause we just use the one that his mother was using.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his sister were using.
Yeah. The same lawyers. The
same people for their mother.
Yeah.
So I just used the same estate and they were using all those papers. So everything was very easy for me.
Mm-hmm.
Just giving all the papers in there.
So you just call the estate people and you tell them that, no, my husband passed away. This is something that we have to do.
Yes.
So then they take it from there. They call the debtors and the creditors and they investigate basically. Ways. If there is a thingy over here, if there's a what over there on there. Okay. So then that one is sorted.
That was sorted. Uh-huh. And then it was just the Namra's papers. Hey, that's the process.
There's a Namra process. Tell us.
That time it was not Namra, it was Ministry of Finance.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. And I went into that office and those papers were up to the roof. And then the papers were missing and then I have to go and get the papers at Dunam and come
now,
back.
Now what again. Papers is that
it's
now?
It's just the the tax papers that were missing that were not supposed to be on the system.
Oh,
So
these are for like taxpayers and stuff.
Yes, taxpayers and stuff. So I went, that's the only.
That's what I'm saying,
that's
guys.
That's the thing I was struggling with, the taxpayers' papers. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that is one thing that I'm telling you guys tonight, right? Do not live your life like you are not going to leave your partner behind with your mess.
No, that's the other thing. Yeah.
Live a life where your things are in order so that your partner doesn't have to struggle and suffer.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So it was the taxpayers. Which are the tax papers.
Yeah, tax papers were the problem.
I didn't even know
and
that
the thing
they
is
tax
that
papers.
I was running myself to get of all course. Those papers. I was doing myself. I went to that side, get the papers, bring it this side.
Oh, you don't have any.
Send the email, call the people, but if you do those emails and call and those things,
they don't respond.
They don't respond. You have to be there yourself and shout, please, Meme, as a belief, this paper, please, as a belief, this year's papers, eh? But it was fine. But one thing about also our people that especially if you're getting married, please guys, write your will. It's very important. We need to write our wills. That's why families are fighting. We don't write the wills and people come.
And you leave people with a mess.
Yeah, then you leave people with a mess. And then the people, a family come in and just say, this was my sister. This was my brothers. This was my uncles. I'm going to take, and those people that are coming in also, they don't think they have their children.
Yeah.
But nobody's going to take their children's things. Why do you have to go to the others?
Yeah.
So please write the wills.
Do you advise that as a person when you get married?
Yes. Especially when you get married.
Mm-hmm.
If you get married, it's very important to write a will.
Because we are all thinking, right? Many of us are thinking like this. I'm going to write my will when I'm 40.
Yes. And they're thinking, we keep on thinking.
That 40 is going to come and then
I'm
we die at 38.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
My husband was writing that will every month.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Making sure that, if we go
No, he did not write. He was going to the offices every month, but he never came up there. He did not. He did not come, but he was telling me.
I'm here week, outside.
Not outside this week. I must make sure I must go.
To the will people.
What is this office that was there? It's Michelle McLean's office.
Trasco.
Trasco. Yeah, he was having the thing with Trasco. So he never came up there. So he never read the will. But it was in him.
Every day.
It was in him.
Uh-huh.
Every week it was in him. He has to go to those offices to do the will. But he never came up. So it's a struggle, my people.
And then it left you now with the whole mess.
Yes. But there was not that big mess, but just that things
It could have went smoother.
I think it could have worked smoother.
Yeah.
It could have been, I could have not been
running
or fighting or be angry with some people or like that. No.
Mm.
Could have been just smoother if you just, if
there was
just
did the family members take anything?
No, no, no. The family did not take anything. It was just, things that were taken there, but it has, there were communications done, but it was.
Can I have this suit?
It was like differently, that? Yeah. It was different. So, I just want, it's important to have a will.
Like,
but for me, I will definitely do a will for my kids. Even whatever I have.
When?
That's the thing. When am I going to do? How do I know tomorrow is not my day?
Eh.
So write a will. Write a will for your kids. If you get a new partner, make sure your kids are sorted out.
Yeah.
Write a will and leave the things there. Mm-hmm. You leave it in the offices of those people, the Trasco people, whatever. Mm-hmm. People.
The will people.
The will people will be there.
They will be there.
Yeah, they will come out with the will.
Yeah, so and they'll call. Yes. Yeah, and they'll call and reach out for the kids.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So people, if we leave our kids without nothing, it's not easy.
Mm.
We see how people are struggling.
Mm.
We see how people are losing things that their kids were supposed to get.
Yeah.
The kids are not getting. The kids are fighting with their stepmother or whatever because of the things, because there was no will.
Mm.
Please, let's write wills.
Like, well, this is very important,
it's
guys.
Very important.
Even if you feel like you don't have much.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, for that little that you have, write a will.
Yeah, write a will.
Hey, if you're having a 10,000, please write a will for your 10,000.
Tell them.
This 10,000 is going to?
If you have policies, you have a life cover. Make sure that life cover covers all your kids.
Mm.
Make sure the kids are being covered.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how they're going to use or spend that money. As long as they
leave them with something. So that they can go and fight for their lives.
Yes.
A fighting opportunity.
And try. Yeah,
because you don't get another parent.
Yeah, there's nothing.
There's no another father that's going to magically come from anywhere. You understand?
It's finished.
So it's finished.
Yeah.
So at least have them sorted as a parent or even as a partner.
Yeah.
Because also sometimes, right? Sometimes you don't have kids.
Yeah.
Sometimes the only person you're having is your partner.
Yeah.
Then you pass away.
Yeah.
And then the relatives, they come there and say, they didn't have kids anyway. So us, we are taking the house.
Ito.
How?
Ito.
Eche. Come on, you must go.
Ito.
Ha. Sell 50% of the house because they didn't have kids. It must go to their family. Yeah? She came from a family. I'm like, ooh, ha. Ha. And we think that it's not an important thing, but it actually is an important thing.
Yeah, and it is affecting the person as well.
Yeah.
It is,
because I don't want to be mourning and still going to offices.
Yes. Mourning and then.
Now I have to think of which place to get away.
You have to talk about the car or the kitchen. You have to talk about the house or you have to talk about the farmhouse. No. It's not nice. It's not nice about talking about those things.
And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you wrote in your will because many of us are thinking of, yeah, but my wife might feel bad or whatever.
Right.
You must write. So if you feel like your cousin deserves the farmhouse,
give it, so that
we don't fight about it.
About it. At the end of the day, it was your wish, but you did not write the will.
Eh. Every day you are saying, I want.
Now the
just imagine if you were having a bad heart and you decided, screw whatever you said, Chomi. We are putting you in Pioneers Park Cemetery.
Just imagine
if you didn't honor that will.
Yes.
If you didn't honor his wishes.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
He would have been running around spooking as all of us here in Ventuk because he's unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
But, if he had like a will, all of those things, you write all of those things.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going here and you guys must do this and you guys must do this. Preparation.
It is very easy.
We act like we are here forever.
That's the thing.
This is our permanent
home. The thing.
Oh no, I'm going to write my will in 10 years when I have 10 houses.
Nothing like that. Just write the will.
And then you die with only one house. And then we all come and fight with that for that house. One house while you were waiting for house number 10.
Yeah. And the car and the buggies and the what? Just write the will. It's very easy.
No.
Very easy.
So the number in studio is 083-288-401. If you would like to have a conversation with us, if you would like to pop in, we are talking about we are doing talk therapy. That's all we are doing. We're talking about it, guys. We are talking about it. It is not the easiest conversation to have, but I believe that if we can normalize difficult conversations, right? Yeah. And I think that many of us can heal. Because if you can just talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, the very nice, and then we can close it off, right? Then I think that there are pieces of your heart that can heal, that can get to a different place. Yeah. You understand?
Yeah.
And also camaraderie. We must show others that we are here with them. They're not having a human experience by themselves.
Yeah.
We are together. Yeah, we are together, we are within. So anyways, I basically said everything that I needed to say tonight. I talked about time, I talked about inheritance, I talked about family, I talked about the time for mourning, I talked about relationships, I talked about policies, I talked about personal growth. What else is there that we can possibly talk about for the next 30 minutes? What do you want to talk about? Okay, while you are thinking, I'll ask, have you ever sat like, and then a smell passes by and it smells like him?
Yes. Yeah.
No?
His cologne. His cologne, yeah.
You're like Explorer.
Because he likes good things. He did like good things. He likes good smells and
Nice things.
Yeah.
Okay, but then you guys were meant for each other then, because you also like nice things.
But I could hardly give him a present.
You're like, now I have to ask him for 10,000.
His birthday, I never bought him any
just
present.
Cooked.
Yeah, I just cooked. Yeah.
ten meals. Yeah. And then we all sit and we sing. Which that's the best I can do, guys.
But, at the end of the day, everything is just, we are just human as humans, and it's just, you know, when you think about all those things that as a person you go through in life, and then you compare to what you want in life, it's so difficult.
Yeah.
So sometimes you must go with the flow. Just go with the flow. Let it go. Let it flow. Leave it. Some things you just don't need it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need it. But we think we need it.
Yeah. Because we can't have it. We think we need it. And we want it.
We want it. Just let it go. It go into the flow and you will see a lot of things change.
Yeah.
They do change. They do change at the end of the day.
So what do you think that throughout your experience, what is it that you have truly learned about life in general, and then about yourself, and then about your children?
What I've learned in life is that we cannot always have what we want in life. Even if we want it, we cannot have it. So the best thing in life is just to be yourself and learn. Don't always try to get things easy way. Try the shortcuts. Try the harder ways as well, and you will learn a lot in the long run. But you only like to learn the short way. You're going to go short.
You know, I'm not a fan of people that cut lines. You know, when people are standing in a queue, I'm not a fan of that.
Really, yeah.
Oh, I hate that so much. Because you find us standing in a queue.
The whole day.
And then you, because you know someone, you want to cut the line. And I always say that people that cut lines are people that like to take shortcuts in their own lives. And that's why they end up, right, at places like the place where we are. Because if I'm at the bank, if I'm at the bank but I'm inside, that means there's a query. That means there's a problem. Because if it was just money, I can just withdraw.
My husband did like shortcuts.
He likes shortcuts.
My dear, when I was pregnant,
he would take me to the bank.
He will take me to the bank.
Come on, no, just go, man.
Just go, man. Me, I didn't like those things.
Let's just stand in the queue.
Let's just stand. Then she will tell the security lady, or come. Meme. you, and if you go out, then you say, oh, you see, now we are done.
Hey, now we're done. Now we can do something else. Fast. You're like, mm-hmm. I don't like fast.
I like
standing in the queue, and I like waiting my turn, and I like being patient, and I just like that kind of order.
I will not do that, my dear. And he will. And the good thing about him was
he was known everywhere.
He was known everywhere, my dear. If we go to the police station, he will have somebody there. If we go to the doctor, he will have somebody there. If we go to the shops, he will have somebody. He will just call you like this. Let's... I was like, oh. And me, I'm getting shy
of him. Because you feel like it's corruption. Yeah. You're like, oh.
Everywhere we know, he was known, and it was very easy for him. He did not care.
Like, let's go, my dear.
Yeah, we are done. We go. We just go in and come out.
Like,
he will call someone.
But don't
someone.
You miss it sometimes?
I miss him sometimes.
A lot. You miss those shortcuts.
Even
people.
If we go to spa, he was standing here. He will talk to the girl at the teller there. I've only 10 things. While you see the queue of spies they're going there, my dear, we will go from the other side. Oh, you will go to the other side, you will go to that ladies at the butcher. We'll talk to that girl. Go and both pay for me. I'll go outside.
Like, oh, where are the things? Like how many were in the cost come? No.
He knew everyone, everywhere.
Right. All right. So, and what did you learn about yourself?
I've learned about myself. Mm. I've learned that I am a strong person, that I can face a lot of stuff. I've learned that I can take challenges in life, that I can be someone in life as well. So for me, growing up, it was not that easy. And
where did you grow up?
I grew up in
Tell us about how you grew up.
I grew up in Korihas. I was schooling in Korihas. After that, my father is from this area, from the south. So he was in Windhoek. So I came to my father. I continued my school here in Windhoek. And then after that, after school, I just started working. I didn't do anything. I just decided I'm just going to work.
Why?
Because I got my first born when I was grade 10. So when I was finished with school, I just decided, no.
I'm going to work so I can buy diapers. Yeah, I'm tired of these
people. I'm just going to work. So I just started working. I didn't do studying or those things. Only when I met my husband, then he said, you need to go to school.
You must go to school.
Do something for yourself.
Yeah.
That's what
I'm... So, you're like, you're lying. You just want me to do it for you. It's for yourself. Yeah. It's for you. So, me, I don't want.
And so being pregnant as a young girl also was not that easy because I was in school and my mother was not at home as well. My mother was working also outside town, but I was staying in Korihas. And so it was not that easy for me. But the struggle makes me stronger as well. But I actually forget all those things that happened to me. All those bad memories went flash away.
Because you found love.
And then I came to Windhoek. Everything
people
changed.
Forget easy ones.
Yes, change. Everything changed. The environment changed. People changed. Things changed. So I was like, no, different person now again. And I grow and I grow and I understand the wrong and right, and to become a child matter, and then getting another relationship, getting pregnant again, and I was like, things were changing. It was changing. Everything was changing. It's not the same thing. And it was not the same thing me again. How I enjoy myself also changed by time. So it's good.
And what type of people would you say your parents were?
My father doesn't talk that much.
So your father and your mother are still alive?
They are alive, but they are not together.
Okay.
My mom is in Korihas and my father is here in Windhoek. My father is married again to another lady, but that's also my mom. It's just like my mom.
Yeah.
It's nothing different. She's a very good, sweet lady. And then my mom is in Korihas. They were two different people, but good people. I've never stay with them together.
Together, yeah.
I just grow up knowing them that they are separate.
Yeah, ever since, even with me.
I don't know what their relationship together was like.
But they are nice people.
They are nice, yeah. They are very good people.
How did they support you through this?
My mom will call me every day. My father will come over.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes I didn't want to take her calls as well.
She's calling.
She's going to ask me, am I fine? How am I? Did I eat? Did the kids eat? Every time my father will sometimes come over, they will come and visit me and sit down and we'll just talk in general. And then they will just laugh like that. So they did really help me. The family members helped. My family helped me. Ronald's family that I'm still in communication with him right now. They helped me a lot. There is a special lady close to my heart as well, which is Ronald's aunt. They helped me a lot. They see still supporting me a lot as well. She sometimes calls me. She'll sometimes pick up the kids, take the kids to the farm. They are in good communication with them. So I'm very happy.
Well, that's good. You know, when you have a support system, right? It's a bit easier to go through the things that you're going through. And it doesn't mean that you're not going through, going through things. Mm-hmm. It just means that you have somebody to help you. Yeah,
they are.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps. It really helps. Mm-hmm. It helps. If people go through depression or whatever, we need to talk to those people. We need to come to those people. We need to have talks with them. If the person is not answering. That's the other thing. But write a text. At least they read. We are going to read. We'll say, how are you doing? Are you fine? Yeah. Just write a text. Do something.
Yeah.
It's very difficult when you feel like you are alone, when you feel like there's nobody up for you. There's nobody coming for you. It's very difficult. It's a dark spot. It's a dark place.
I think that, part of the darkness comes from the fact that you thought it was going to be forever.
Yes.
And you thought forever is not now.
Yes. You think it's going to last though.
Until 60.
Yes.
Until 70.
Yes.
You know, and you plan a whole entire life together.
Yes.
And then that is cut away. You have plans.
Yes.
And now every time you said 2020, 2030.
Yes.
Now 2030 is around the corner and you're not here. You know? So I think that, I think that you're strong.
Yeah.
I think that this conversation. With our expectations of what love should be and experiencing love and finding love, losing love and you know the mumbo jumbo that comes with life.
Yeah.
I think that conversations that is this one have such a beautiful impact out there.
Yeah.
I think that it is nice for us to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
From the other side, because we that didn't experience it, right? We are over here. We are looking. We sympathize.
Yeah.
We sympathize because we are imagining a life without our partners, right? But it's nice to actually know what is going on.
Yeah.
So if you were to advise me, right, on how to console and to assist you through your journey as a friend or as a cousin or as a mother, what would I have to do as a person?
I will just say, just be there.
How? We are trying. You people are not answering calls. Hey, you hate the world.
Just show up.
Just show up, Ney. Yeah. And what if you're looking at me through the blinds?
The fact that I know that you were there makes me feel that, this person is there. It's just me that's pulling.
It's me that's the problem. It's not them.
It's not them. So just show up or just text or call them. They will see. Even if they don't answer, just know that this person is there for me.
And food? Because white people take food.
Yeah.
White people do a lot of food activities.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, even when my dad passed away, my stepdad passed away, our neighbors brought food.
Yeah, yeah.
Our
yeah.
white neighbors brought food, you know, and helped us take care of the dogs, you know. So what about that?
The food.
Would you feel insulted if I knew that you are a housewife, right? And the breadwinner of your family just passed away. Mm-hmm. And I decide that I'm going to go into a shop and I'm going to do grocery shopping for you guys. You're not answering my calls, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not taking it personally. Mm-hmm. I just rock up outside there and I'm hooting. Mm-hmm. And then until the kids come and then I give them the plastic and I don't have to come in because clearly you are not ready for me. Mm-hmm. But just so that you see me through the curtains and you see me drop off, is that also okay?
Yeah.
Or are you going to think I'm insulting you?
No, I will.
Because y'all are sensitive.
No. Until now, I've got few.
Say, thank on screen hunger and days of fat.
I still have got few friends that I know that that did one time. They visit me. They show up. They bought me food and then these combos and all
those things. Groceries.
I was just excited. I don't have a problem. Then the other day. Week ago, a friend come again. She bought meat kids snacks for me. Also, food. She actually called me and asked me, "What must I bring? What do you want?" And I say, "Something nice." Anything
that's you're
nice.
Like biltong. Yeah, you're like you
chicken and everything.
Let's buy burebos.
And then she bought me this nice food and everything, and I was happy. I don't mind.
Yeah.
I really don't mind. It's
so we must actually come through.
Yes, you get it. You need to come through. Yeah, you need to come through.
Because many of us are thinking of not, you know, I think that it would have been so much easier if people, right, could talk the way you are talking, then we would know.
Oh, okay.
Because most of us are like, no, she doesn't want to be bothered.
No.
You know, her husband just passed away. She doesn't want to be bothered. Like, oh, no, I don't want to call her many times. She doesn't want to be bothered. We are all thinking like that because death already within our community is like a taboo. It's like a sensitive conversation. Yeah. And now we don't want to trigger you.
Again.
We don't want to show up there and you start crying.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
No, the crying will be always there.
It's that's crazy. What we need to hear. That no matter what, the crying will always be there.
The crying will be there. Because the more you see people coming to support and those things,
the more you feel loved.
You feel loved. You feel like, oh, okay, there are people.
And I'm not alone.
You're not alone. Cry. And it's good to cry.
Yeah.
It's good to cry. We need to cry. Cry. Go cry. Lie in your bed and cry. Grow. Crying helps. It heals.
Yeah.
It really helps. To cry, it helps.
It's like shout. Relieving. Yeah.
Yes. Shout.
Did helps. You start exercising at some point? Like, because I see these window girlies, that you see walking marathons here, the things that they are going through, the things that they are going through are big things. So every time I see them exercising, I'm like, I wonder what's happening in their house. So you're saying that, in order for us to, if we want to support our people going through grief, right? Mm-hmm. We must show up.
Yeah.
Regardless of what. And also I think that, one thing, is sensitivity.
Yeah.
I think that we as people that are not the immediate. Okay. So the immediate is the mother of the person that died, the father of the person that died, the sister of the person that died, the children of the person that died, the best friend of the person that died, the wife of the person that died, the husband of the person that died. These are immediate, right? Yeah. All of us, we are outside here. I feel that we are not allowed to get sensitive about how you are treating us in your grieving time because you are just as confused and just as hurt or even more than we could ever imagine. Mm-hmm. So I think that we must not catch feelings when the person is looking at you. You can see that Zenobia is standing there at the curtain and then she just closed the curtain. It's a deep romance. Who can match it for me? So, because we have a tendency of making things about us most now.
That's the problem. Yeah.
Yeah. So problem. we must just allow.
Yeah. Just allow the person. Because the mourning part is, it's grieving, mourning part, it's very difficult. Mm. Sometimes you don't know what you are doing.
Ne?
Sometimes you don't know what you are doing, but you are doing it.
And then somebody can even say, Peter, do you remember when you did this?
And the second person, they notice it and they take it that very personal.
Ne?
And it's very wrong.
Like, yeah, because your face just...
Oh, you will answer you just pull your face. As hey. Well. Or then you'll think, oh, it's
like,
but
hey.
It was not really what he really meant, but it was something that just came out. So sometimes we also have to, you just have to accept the person in their mourning and grieving time, what they are doing.
Because I'm broken right
yes,
now.
Yes, they are. And some people don't know how to moan as well. They don't know. We moan differently.
Yeah. Actually.
Not they don't know. We moan differently.
Some people just get
angry.
Some
people can get angry. They will be in their angry eyes forever. Until what time they are coming back from there.
Yeah. Until the heart just comes out. And then some people are just extremely sad.
Some people are just extremely sad. Some people will be just laughing, smiling all the time. Feeling like they are happy.
Or looking like
they are looking like they are happy.
Mm.
They will be smiling and laughing and shouting and do whatever they want. Like some people act crazy. So we don't know. So it's very difficult when you just come and decide that person was rude to you. It's not like that.
It's not like that. I'm going through things, please. No. My whole world just came to an end.
Yeah.
The way I knew it just came to an end. I'm still waiting for the person to come from work. You know, it's 4:30.
Yeah.
I'm still in that mode.
Yeah.
So it's not an easy thing.
Yeah, it's not easy. Because you know, like if you are just at home, you know, there's this time. Okay, morning time, people are gone, everybody's gone, you clean up, blah, blah, blah. And then you know from your husband is knocking at 4:30, and then you start cooking. Okay, 3 o'clock, you start cooking. So you always cook 3 o'clock. You start cooking because 4:30 is going to be here.
Yeah, and now the kids are like, are we going to eat cold food? Are we going to eat now at 5 o'clock? And then at 8 o'clock, we are hungry. Yeah.
So things are just happening around you. Sometimes you just don't know. But it is happening. So,
and
we
then,
just have to be there for each other and be learned just
to be tolerant.
To tolerant, yes.
Yeah, to tolerate one another.
Yes, and we must learn to tolerate each other.
Yeah, but especially when we're going through. People have a tendency of making everything about them. Especially parents. Parents.
Yeah.
It's because my child passed away. You're like, it's your child was my husband. You're like,
oh,
hi.
Oh,
okay.
But what can we say?
No. Yeah. But at least it was, I think that, we can say that this is a chapter.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about the eclipse. They said, there's this eclipse, lunar eclipse, something mm-hmm. that happened within the solars. You know, I believe in, you know, whoopsie doozy. And they said that on the 27th, that would be the eclipse moving into Virgo and it will be there for 9 years. So it's like a veil that has lifted for good energy and positivity and growth and sustainability. And this is the energy that's going to be going out there into the world constantly. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is a nice way to start by fully expressing. I hope you feel okay. How are you feeling?
No, I'm fine. I'm feeling very good.
Yeah.
I'm really feeling good. I don't know. It's like, I haven't said anything in years, but I've said it.
All of it in 3 hours.
Yes, it feels just good. I feel so good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I feel good. I enjoy the whole topic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like just to, I think it's important to speak of our loved ones.
Yes. Yes.
In all the phases, you know, we speak about the grief, we speak about the love, we speak about who they are, we speak.
Yes.
You know? And then when we are done speaking, we're done speaking and it's okay.
Yeah.
And then whenever we want to speak again, we speak again, guys.
Yes.
And then we keep speaking.
Yes, we keep speaking.
So, what is the conversation going to look like when your kids get married?
Kids get married.
Yes.
Yeah. I have to start all over again. I have to start with them all over again because I have to explain to them everything. marriage, what marriage is about and how it is and how it can end or how what can happen as well. They know my experience with my marriage, what happened. So I'm sure when they grow up, they will know how it is and what can happen. So I'm sure about that. So
that's going to be a conversation. Are you going to bring it up?
Yes, I can. I will talk to them. It's very easy to talk with my kids. Do you know?
I know. I can tell.
It's very easy.
They're by your house.
They like to listen. My boy will always tell me, Mama, tell me about the old stuff, man.
Yeah.
The things that I was not doing when I was young.
And then like, he will be in my bed.
And then he want to hear all the stories, and I'll tell him now from the beginning. I'll repeat those things maybe 4 or 5 times already to him. But he will keep on asking me how I grew up, what I was doing, all those things. But it's very easy to talk with them. Even schoolwork. If people are failing, how we are talking.
Kuchaya, come on, guys.
Yes.
But you're a manager, Musa. your job followed you home. Kuchaya, you're a manager. I need to know how my staff is doing. Okay, I think that's good. Yeah. I think that, the conversation, you know, at your wedding, did anybody tell you that partners die? No one even brought it up, ne? No one.
Everything was just fine.
Happy.
Old and white, beautiful flowers, big dress, suits, food, drink.
Everybody was telling you guys.
Deco.
The happiness, guys. Yeah. Love is about. Oh. Everybody was just telling you
marriage
about that.
Marriage is very good. Marriage is about every. Nobody could talk about that. They don't.
I think that, but now that we have experienced it and we have seen it, I think that that is a conversation that we must sit our children down and tell them that, guys, be prepared. Now that you guys are married, be prepared for your spouse going and you going. Because, all of us are most now thinking, oh, let's just get married. It's what? Yes. And right now, our whole entire focus are on, is it out of community or property or in community? That's the only thing we are thinking about, right? Yes. But we are not actually thinking about, okay, so in the event that your partner passes away, do this.
Yes.
In the event that your partner passes away, this is how you're going to feel. In the event that your partner passes away, go to people that will take you in, right? And I think that the older we get, the better the relationship with our parents becomes. Because now we are like also parents. Now we understand. We're like, oh, these kids. But, So I think that is the new playing field that we must also talk about, because sometimes your mom is a widow. Sometimes your dad is a widower, right? And you get married and they don't even talk about the fact that, people die, while you guys are still young. People die while you guys are still married.
Yeah.
People die, So. Guys, they don't talk about it. So I think that it's time for us to incorporate it.
Yeah.
Maybe we can just edit there at the kids. Guys, I know that you guys are getting married now, Mara, I want to talk to you guys next week when you guys are married. Yeah, please come to the house. Then they come and then we're like, okay. So you guys are married. You guys are everything. You guys figured out most your community or property, out of community or property. You guys figured out your asset things. Let's talk about your life things. Right? Nana, write a will, guys. Have a will. Do this. And also put everything in order. Even if you don't have anything. Put everything in order so that your 3 cows that you are having, they go to where it needs to go.
Exactly.
And also explaining that if you ever go through it, mourning is different.
Yeah.
So, at least even when your daughter-in-law one day goes through it, it would be a thing of, I can call my mother-in-law. I can call my mother-in-law and we can talk because she already opened that platform for me. She has created a safe space for me.
Yes.
You know, one day your son-in-law, now your daughter passes away, your son-in-law, you know, he will know where to go because you are not going to be sensitive. Because right now, the thing that is also beating us is the fact that you can't really go to your father-in-law and call him and like, oh, I miss my husband so much. Because in your heart, you're like, oh, I'm going to make the old man cry. But you're hurt, you know, and you need someone that loved them equally. You know, because the common denominator is him. So we always try and gravitate towards the people that loved them. Because them, they will understand your love also. Like the parents, they would understand how you feel because it's their child. They loved that, you know. But now I think that a lot of widows and widowers can't really get that because we don't really familiarize ourselves with the fact that people do die. And people do die young. And people do leave you. 3 months pregnant.
Just after the wedding.
Just after the wedding. We didn't even get to the honeymoon. Car accident. In a gown and everything. Now you're going to sit in the hospital with your whole wedding gown. Ah, he's dead. You understand. You know? Happens. Yeah, he just wakes up one day and it's over. Happens, you understand. Yeah. So I think that creating a safe space for the next generation. Is important. I think that we should have these kinds of conversations so that our children's spouses and our children know where to go. And it's not even just because of experience. It's really just because you care. You care because you also you've heard where the husband dies in January and then in September the wife goes and dies, but it's just depression. It's just heartache. And you're just in that house, my dear. You're just in that house. You're eating sometimes. You don't even eat because there's no need to cook. You eat those slices of bread until but I fear and alas. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are officially wrapping up our conversation. We are coming to the end of our conversation. Are there any words that you would like to send out to the beautiful, wonderful Namibian nation? Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate this platform for tonight. It helps me a lot as well to speak a little bit about what I went through. And I'll just say to all the ladies out there, or the
everyone
out there, that there is healing at the end of the day, and you are going to heal. There is nothing that was going to be forever. You will come to a point where everything will be fine again. So thank you very much for this opportunity.
It does take a little bit of time, guys. Don't expect it to come tomorrow.
Yes.
But when it comes, it comes.
Yeah, it comes. It comes.
I'm very proud
of you. But the memories live on.
I'm very proud of you. I'm happy that you got to experience love.
Yes.
I'm happy that you got to be loved correctly.
Yes.
You know, you know, with the first baby. You know, didn't work out there. But then you finally got your Cinderella moment. And I'm grateful that you got to experience your Cinderella moment for a decade.
Yes, I did.
A whole decade. No stress. No stress. There's no phone call that is being called in the middle of the night. There's no stress. And I think that many of us take such information for granted.
Yes.
Because it's 10 years.
Yes.
It's 10 years of happiness.
Happiness, yes.
And even though we are struggling now, at least we had 10 years. Of peace. You know, so I'm so grateful that you got to experience your Cinderella moment and you loved deeply and you learned and you grew. And I'm so glad that it morphed you and shaped you into a wonderful mother. I think that you're a spectacular mother. I think you're a spectacular mother. And I also think that you are very loving and you exude love, right? And you like love.
I do love. I like it. And I like to be loved.
You know? So I think that you're doing just fine.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. Mm-hmm. I'm so grateful for you. I'm grateful for your existence.
Thank you.
And you matter. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for joining us here in our little cocoon of pulling heartstrings, because we addressed the elephant in the room.
Okay.
And the elephant in the room was, how do we go through it?
Yes.
How do we survive?
Mm-hmm.
And even if it is not surviving, mm-hmm. it's just being there. How do we be there?
Yeah.
And I think today you have opened up our eyes, right? Mm-hmm. I think that one day I asked you if I could ask you a personal question. And
yes.
I said,
yes.
like, how, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
And today I got my answer.
Okay.
It is by living through it.
Yes.
And sticking to your decisions.
Yes.
Because even in the midst of chaos,
mm-hmm.
you know what's best for you. You know what's best for your children.
Yes.
And look at you. Ne? You yeah. made it, though.
I made it.
You made it.
I made it.
And you didn't forget him, so he's not betrayed.
No, he's not.
You know, he's not betrayed. He's not forgotten.
I don't think I'll ever forget him.
How can you forget him? He was your first husband in your life.
Exactly.
In your life.
That took me to the altar.
In a whole church, Grace.
Yes.
So I think
I
that.
Saw it.
Yeah. I vow to love and hold,
yes.
you know. So I think that today was a good talk.
Yeah.
And I hope you're happy.
No, I'm happy.
And I will see you again one day.
Yeah.
I will think of something else. I'll think of something else and I'll ask you. And then I'll be like, okay, her answer mm-hmm. sounds radio. So I'll be like, can I come pick you up, girl? All right, ladies okay. and gentlemen, I bid you guys farewell. I love you guys forever and a day. You guys are important to me. And I will see you again tomorrow at 10 o'clock, not 9, but at 10 o'clock. And we will have another conversation around talk therapy. But we will see who we are bringing. Or maybe it will just be me. You know, I also need many, many, many talking things. So, all right. Bye-bye.
Bye.